Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and with me I have Minister Arthur L. Weathersby. Minister Weathersby, welcome to the show.
Amen. God bless you.
I'm sorry about that. God bless you as well. Whew. Well, I must say, I'm sitting here and I'm like, all right, I feel rushed. You know, I do feel rushed. But how are you today?
I'm doing good, but first of all, we got to deal with you breathe again.
I know, right?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I know. You know, just an overwhelming feeling. And I know we've been talking, but I still feel a little overwhelmed and just, I don't know, very rushed.
All right.
But we're going to proceed anyway. Would you like to open up in prayer for us this evening?
Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, we come to this hour just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over and keeping us throughout this day, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to see this day that one day that we've never seen before and we'll never see again. But now, Lord God, we pray that you continue to bless us throughout this evening, O Lord God. But first, before we go further, we ask that you forgive us of any and all sins we may have committed on this day, Father God, from the last time that we spoke to you up until now. In the name of Jesus Christ, anything that we've done that was knowingly and unknowingly, that is not pleasing within your sight, we ask for your godly forgiveness. Now, Lord God, we pray that you continue to bless us on this evening as we go forth here on Spiritual Sunday, O Lord God, endeavoring to do your will. We pray, Lord God, that you bless the owner, CEO, Rich Archibald, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to encourage him, O Father God, on all sides, and continue to uphold him, O Father God, in your right hand. And, Lord God, we also pray that you continue to bless the host, Savina for life, Father God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We know, Father God, that you're able to calm all storms and rocky waters, O Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So what now, Father God, we're speaking peace, all right now, Father God, into our sister, O Lord God, so that she can just relax and be peaceful, and knowing, Father God, that you've got things all under control. Continue to lift her up and continue to encourage her, Father God, as she goes forth, O Father God, working towards doing the will of the Father in all that she does. Lord God, we also praying for Minister Cheryl Miller at this time, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to bless and encourage our ecclesiastical sister, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her on all sides, Father God. You know, Father God, her rising and her going down, O Father God. You know all that pertains to her, O Father God. We pray, Father God, that your will, which is good, acceptable, and perfect, be done in her life. And bless all those, O Father God, that are part of the GQ staff and family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You know each and every one of them, Father God, by the hairs on their very head. So you know all that, again, that pertains to them. We pray, Lord God, that you meet whatever issue that is going on with them according to your will, O Father God. And all we ask is that your will, which is good, acceptable, and perfect, be done in each and every one's life.
Yes.
Bless all the listeners and callers in, O Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that are going to actively participate and those that are just going to listen, O Father God. We pray that something be said and done on this evening, O Lord, that will encourage their hearts. We know, Father God, that we are overcome by the testimony of the saints, O Father God. So we pray that something that they hear, O Father God, will give them encouragement and lift them up, O Father God, in these trying times. Lord God, we just want to say we truly do love and adore you. We give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. And this is my humble prayer that I come before you at this hour, asking that you receive it by faith, accepting it for the things that I've said and anything I've left unsaid. In the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Minister Weathersby, I do thank you, and I always thank you in advance, and I do thank you for opening up in prayer for us each and every show. We're going to go to a song, and then when we come back, we're going to start bringing callers on the air, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Cry, I'll supply all your needs.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Minister Weathers, be there.
Hey, I'm there. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Listen to the song.
Say it again.
To the song?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. And I was looking at the song selections that we had, and the first one that just popped into mind was that one. So I said, you know what, this, it helps me with what I'm going through, and I'm hoping that it, you know,
yeah,
will help others as
absolutely
well. As okay well. Yes. We have a couple callers. We're going to start bringing them on the air.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Martha Stevens.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm blessed. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hanging in there.
That's a blessing. How about you, Minister Arthur?
Oh, I can't complain at all, Martha. God is good.
Amen, amen. I truly thank God for everything that he's doing. I'm going to camp next week for the first time. God had opened up a door for me to go, and I thank him for that. You know, I needed a break, and I said, God, please let me go to camp this summer. And this woman came up to me last week. I guess I was doing something for the community, and she asked me, she said, do you want to go to camp? And I said, yeah, sure. And she told me that she would pay my way in. So I came, and that's what I'm doing. And next week is just, and then three other doors just open. But it's good. It's all good. God's good. God's good.
Lavina, it's Lavina. Amen. Well, it looks like we done lost the Lavina. Martha, you still there?
I'm here. Martha, you there?
Yeah, she's done. She's done with her testimony.
Oh, sorry, I had a caller. Well, Minister Weathersby, since I did not hear, did you give words of encouragement already for her?
Oh, we were searching for you.
Oh. Well, I'm by myself today in the switchboard, so I'm going to be going back and forth between the callers and being on the air at the same time. And we actually had another caller to bring on the air. So, Minister Weathersby, if you can go ahead and give Martha words of encouragement. I know Martha. I heard a little bit of what she was saying as far as she's going to be going to camp next week. And I'm just going to say stay encouraged, stay positive. And you said God made a way for you to go. And, you know, God is in control. And he makes a way out of no way.
Amen. Is this a spiritual camp, Martha? Martha.
Martha?
Martha's gone.
Oh, she was there, but...
Yeah, well, I want to believe it's a spiritual camp. If that be the case, then, you know, we just give God for whatever he's going to do with her at the camp and prayerfully that she'll have enjoy a great time in him. I'm presuming that that's what it is.
Oh, I'm not sure. I heard a part of her testimony, and I didn't hear the rest. I heard the one part about the lady that came up to her and spoke to her, and then I went to a caller to take
yes.
the caller, so I didn't hear the rest of what she was saying.
Yeah, it wasn't specific, but I want to believe that that's what it is, a spiritual camp. But if not, then, you know, prayerfully he enjoys the time there. Well, it's always good to be able to get away.
Right. So we're just going to hope that, you know, she stays positive, and if it is a spiritual camp, that she's able to go and, you know, take notes and, you know,
yeah.
be a willing participant and allow God to use her, you know, as his servant. So we're just going to pray for her with that. We're going to bring on another caller as well.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to Tiki Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Well, praise the Lord, woman of God. This is Pastor
Sharon. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I wasn't sure I was next.
Yes, you
so
were
quiet.
Next. I heard the voice, and I'm like, But then, did you hear the light up in my voice, though? Did you hear it?
I heard it.
That's great. At least you heard it. Minister Weathersby, did you hear it?
Who are you?
You said, who is she?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Her name.
I'm sorry. Can you announce your name, please?
Oh, Pastor Sherry.
He knew who you were.
Yeah, he did. He's a picker.
Yeah, he's just playing.
You know that. He's a picker.
Mm-hmm. He knew exactly who you were. Well, I do thank you for calling in. And
My pleasure.
I know that you are extremely busy, and I do thank you with all my heart for calling in this evening.
Oh, yeah, it's a blessing, and I'm always encouraged of if I don't call in and I'm listening and just praying, and I'm grateful to just to be a part when I am able to press one, because it is great to participate and be, you know, be able to help and encouragement, and also to be encouraged. And I wanted to thank you for the song, because even in your weakness, God is still your strength. And
yes.
And that song was so timely. It was very timely, even for my life. And I'm just grateful, you know, that we can let go and let God. The Bible says we let go and let God, and the enemy will be scattered.
We're just
grateful for the word of truth and the word of God. I'm grateful for you. I'm thankful for my life, health, and strength, and God, portion of my life, health, and strength in the Lord, and just thankful to just to be counted worthy, to be called His child, and to answer the call of God in my life, and to live the life that He's calling for me to live, you know, that we could be that living testimony, that living example. Once again, I just want to say to you, be encouraged, because even in your weakness, God is your strength, and He said, let the weak say I'm strong. You know, strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, and with Him nothing is impossible, as we continue to believe and casting all our cares upon Him, because He cares for us.
Amen. You're so right. I wanted to, while we have you on the air with us, I'm sorry, Minister Weathersfield, but usually I say, hi, how you doing, how was your week? And I did not do that today, and I do apologize. How have both of you been?
Pretty good. Like you said, it's been busy, but it's been a good busy, and God has showed His hand in so many great ways, even in all the trials and the tests and tribulations. But, you know, greater is He that's in us than he that is in the world. And yes, I go through and been through and have been going through a very deep cleansing and purging from the root of some matters in my life. And it's not easy and it doesn't feel good, but when God gets through with us, we do come forth as pure gold. So I'm grateful for the purging that's been going on in my life as I recognize what He's doing and as He's pinpointing some areas that have been causing me to stumble, to move forward in Him as I need to, not as I am, but as I need to, in a greater way. So I'm grateful for what's been going on in the past couple of weeks, the washing and the purging of the Holy Spirit in my life. It's a good thing. It's good to get emptied out and to empty out into Him and to trust his washing, trust His correction, you know, and trust the purging, because He means it for the good, not the evil.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And Minister Weathersby, how have you been?
Well, God has just been doing some awesome things. I'm grateful to God on this week. And He's just putting us in place for, the, you know, the eventual into our hands. I mean, I've been blessed. I was active on Facebook a little bit. And then one of the interactions, commenting with somebody back and forth, I got an invite for in a couple of weeks, so we'll be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do a guest commentary on another show that they have concerning the weekly scripture for that week. So I'm just giving God all the honor, the praise, and glory. I don't take no honor for myself. I'm just grateful and thankful that He has me in a place. Well, I don't have no problem with Him using me. I thank God for where He's taking me, and I just thank God for all that He's doing. And I still don't thank God for that other person on that other line. What's her name?
Jessica.
I thank God for
Pastor
you, too. Yes, Lord. Yes, I do. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. That's how we roll. Amen. And that's all I got, Lavina.
Thankful. Look, we are thankful for her, too, I just want to say. And Pastor Sherry, you know, we love you here at GQ Palace.
Oh, you know I love y'all. I love you. I may not know everybody by the natural, but I do know you by the spirit, and that's most important.
But, Sister Lavina, I got to slow y'all's roll right there. You ain't thankful like I'm thankful.
Oh, you're right. All right. It's a different kind of thankful. It's a different kind of thankful.
Yeah.
Like it's a different kind of love. It's a different kind of love.
Oh, yeah.
But I wanted to share a couple things that's been going on with me the last past couple weeks. And I've been, you know, just struggling, dealing with a couple of different things. And I had joined this organization. And It felt, you know, it initially felt right. My intentions, you know, was right. And what ended up happening is there's two parts to the, you know, organization. There's the part where you go to, like, this circuit-type event, and then it's a part where you do events for, like, charity events. And the charity events, hands down, I was, you know, interested. And then after it became like, okay, well, you do have to, you know, go to the other events. I tried it. I tried to go to one of the other events, and my spirit just wasn't right, you know, from the point of impact, getting there and just being in the atmosphere. It just wasn't right. And then there was, you know, a couple of situations, you know, that took place where, you know, money was missing, and then no one was really, you know, held accountable, you know, for the money. Now I know, you know, initially it was more like, okay, no, you know, the person that, you know, the money was in the pocketbook, you have to pay. But then, you know, once I sat and I, you know, I prayed on a couple things, and then I started really, like, going back and forth, you know, with the owner of the company, you know, with just, like, the way to the proper etiquette, you know, to address someone, the proper etiquette to communicate with someone. And what ended up happening is it led me to withdraw from this organization this morning. And when I got up this morning, even yesterday when I got up, I just felt a little uneasy, you know. And I just said, you know, God, just I'm going to pray, you know, that you show me a sign that this is not where I'm supposed to be. Like, just give me a sign, give me a hint. And the more I sat and I thought about it, the sign was when I walked into the environment and I started feeling all these type of weird feelings that I've never felt before when I went to an event. You know how you feel like out of place or like you don't belong there? You know, that's how I felt, like, all right, this isn't the place for me, you know. But then I kept, like, pushing it aside and, you know, just trying to hang in there. And then the more and more I tried to hang in there, you know, there was, like, a calendar of events that had to come out, you know, and the events that came out was, okay, well, you have to pick at least three. So I picked at least three events to go to, and that still wasn't good enough, you know. So I was told to pretty much maybe I should reconsider being a part of this team, or make an alternate plan for this lifestyle, you know. And automatically I said to myself, I'm not going to reconsider because I volunteer, you know. And even though I volunteer, my heart is in it. So with my heart being in it, I just felt like I was getting, like, mentally drained, you know, with the going back and forth and, okay, well, you have to pick another event. Okay, well, you have to make alternate plans for this. And I said, there's certain things that I'm not willing to do, and I'm not willing to compromise my job to go to an event, you know. If I work every other weekend and there's two Sundays in the month, and the two Sundays I can't go to church, and you know how I am about going to church and spiritual Sunday, and you know how my whole persona is, you know, why would you even ask me to compromise anything? So if I'm not going to compromise church, why would I compromise my job, you know, with going to an event when it's an event, you know? So therefore, I'm not going to make money at this event. I'm not going to be able to help contribute to my family, but you want me to go have a party and have a good time. Mm. I can't do that, you know? So that was one, you know, issue. And then the second issue, you know, was pretty much like, okay, well, listen, you know, then you need to add this event. I can't add that event. I work during the day on that Saturday. I can't do it. So it was, I kind of felt like it was nitpicking, you know, like, you know, I can't do it. I'm standing firm with the fact that I can't do it because I have to work, and you still have something to say, you know, like, constantly. So I said, you know what, I'm going to pray on it. So the last message I got just wasn't a friendly message, and, you know, the old Lavina before I was saved would have reacted a certain kind of way, you know, but the person that I've transformed to be and that God has allowed me to be, I addressed it in the manner of, you know what, this is what took place, this is how I'm feeling, and I'm not interested, you know, at this point. The lifestyle that you want me to have, I can't have, you know, and I can admit it, that I can't have this lifestyle and do what you want me to do because I don't feel like that's a calling that God has called me to do. You want me to do it, but if I follow your direction, then where does that leave me?
Right.
You know, so when I speak about, you know, spiritual guidance, you know, when the money situation, when it went missing, I spoke about spiritual guidance, you know, it was kind of like spiritual guidance for what? Your money got missing. The person said they'll pay for it. But I still felt uneasy in my heart that the money got missing and nobody knew where it went. So I say all this because after I said today that I didn't want to be a part of this organization anymore, I read the bottom of her email, and the bottom of the email says that the person whose my money was in her pocketbook, that person is no longer responsible to pay that money back. Now, I would have reacted a different kind of way, but I didn't. I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to address that. I'm just going to close this chapter, you know, in my life, and I'm going to say lesson learned. You know, even though I might have felt it in my heart that this was a good thing to do, but ultimately all of the ups and downs and the trials and tribulations that was going on, it just wasn't for me. You know, it wasn't for me, and I don't think that I had God's approval for it. I think I wanted to believe I did because there was so many different charity events that was going on and you could help people and everything. But then the more and more I started to, like, see what I was really getting myself into, I said, yeah, I can't do it. You know, I can't, because I feel like I'm selling my soul, and this isn't what I was called to do. I'm helping people, encouraging people is one thing, but being able to go to an event where there's, you know, all this liquor and bikers and half-naked people, that's not me. You know, if you would have talked to me when I wasn't saved and I was young and I was partying, that's different. But the person that I become now, that's not the scenery for me right now. You know, and after I, like, speak to different people, I say, you know what? I can't expect someone to understand because we're not on the same spiritual level. Our goal isn't the same. You know, our goal is not the same. I want that wonderful transformation. You know, I want to be used. I want God to use me as his servant. Use me as your instrument to do whatever it is you want me to do. I want that. You know, I want to allow that. I don't want to allow someone to try and dictate what I'm doing, where I'm going, you know, and I have to answer to you because you're not God. And I don't believe that I have to bend over backwards, you know, to get you to understand where I'm coming from spiritually. It's either you get it or you don't, you know. So that was one announcement, because I had asked for prayer for, you know, the organization before. And, you know, they're very powerful. The women, some of the women are in there, they're very good women. But, you know, it's like everyone is struggling. You know, everyone's struggling. And, you know, it's hard to uplift one another, you know, when you have someone else that feels like they can only do the uplifting. So with that being said, I'm no longer with that organization. And Minister Cheryl Miller hasn't been on in almost a month now, and she's no longer with GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. I prayed on it, and I prayed on it, and I prayed on it, and I tried to reach out to her and, you know, just find out exactly what was going on with her. And sometimes I guess it's hard for people to let you in to what they're going through. You know, it's clear that there is something, and I don't know what, you know, but with Spiritual Sunday, you know, we have to be consistent. You know, the goal is to do God's work, and, you know, she hasn't been on in a month. You know, I love her dearly. You know, I wish her all the best, and we'll continue to pray for her here on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. And most of us, you know, who are familiar with her will also pray for her, you know, outside of Spiritual Sunday on a daily basis, as well as I will. You know, no ill will whatsoever. You know, just want nothing for the best for her, and as she's, you know, working on her transformation and her relationship with God, you know, on behalf of GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, we do wish her the best in all her endeavors as well.
Amen.
So those were, my heart's been extremely heavy, you know, with both situations, and I don't know, you know, I just believe that, you know, I've come to a point where I want to be able to do all that I can do, but I need assistance, you know, and where usually everyone, you know, calls in and we encourage them, you know, I would have to say today I'm looking for encouragement, you know, on my life, on my daily struggle, you know, with my job, you know, with my family, with my immediate people that I come into contact with, you know, I'm looking for that encouragement today. You know, we will continue to give everyone their words of encouragement, but I, you know, I have to include myself in that, and that's hard for me to do. Spiritual leaders, I'm sure that I don't know if you'll understand or if you can correct me with that, but it's hard for me to say that I need spiritual encouragement for certain things that I'm going through, it just feels a little weird. But,
yeah.
You know, I prayed on it and I said, you know what, I need the encouragement as well. You know,
amen.
I'm human, you know, I'm going through something, and I'm just looking for, you know, the encouragement from everyone as well.
Amen.
Amen. So I know I said a mouthful. We do have a couple of callers that we'll bring on as well, if everyone can just hold the line. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hi, T.
Hey,
how are you, T?
I'm here. No, not feeling so well the last couple of days, but, you know, I've been praying about it, and I know God is going to make a way, as always. And I just want to tell you that that's what God wanted you to do, is exit that organization, because it's not of you, and for you to stay prayed up, because He has your back 100%.
Thank you, T.
And I love you.
Love you too.
Amen.
Love
you all.
Love you too.
And T, you know it was hard for me. You know, it was extremely hard.
I know.
You know, because once you volunteer, you know, you don't want to feel like
you
quit. You know, you don't want to feel like you quit or, you know, any ill will. But at the same time,
and I know
that
you've been doing for them, I know, at least a year, if not more.
Right.
You know? Before you even decided to even get with them. And, you know, for them to just want you to do alternate, you know, and like I say, to jeopardize your job, you know, GQ Palace is going to come first. Your job, you know, your family. And like you said, the old Lavina, it would have been okay. But you're not the same person that you used to be, just like I'm not the same person I used to be when I first met you, you know,
right. Mm-hmm.
Partying, just whatever. That was our goal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We reached for the stars to party.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, God has a different plan for both of us. You know, and if you would have just said, you know what, I'm going to go with the flow with them, that's not God's liking.
Right.
You know, and I feel like you would have been shorted with your blessings as well as I would have been shorted with my blessings if I would have continued to do the things that I was doing in life.
Right.
And sometimes we have to take a step back, and it, you know, we have to realize, hey, it may hurt someone else in the end, but you got to do for you. You got to follow God's orders. And if it's not of God's liking, you're not going to get it. You prayed about it. You came up with it. You know, they wasn't trying to accommodate you on different areas, so it was time for you to go.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, oh, hey, I think you did a good thing. You at least tried. It wasn't for you. That wasn't
right.
What God wanted you to do.
Right.
And
you're
I
right.
Just want to say, stay encouraged. You know, you have done no wrong. With Minister Miller, you know, these are things, you know, the person that I know you personally, you will give people a chance, you know, and a month is pretty long for you.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, I don't see any wrong of what you have done, your decisions or anything, and again, stay prayed up and follow God's orders, you know, because that's what I'm doing right now. I spoke with Minister Weathersby one day this week. I can't remember exactly what day. And I told him that the surgery had been, you know, canceled until this week. And, you know, I just told him that I'm just staying on the praying line and, you know, moving forward to God, because that's all I can do. I'm not turning back. I won't go back. You know, because,
mm-hmm.
like I said, you know, my testimony is it could have been me. But I thank God that it wasn't, you know. And I just thank God every day of what He's doing and showing me. And it's a beautiful scene. And I want to go further because I want to meet him one day.
Amen. Amen. And I actually put on my, this morning when I got up, I actually put on my Facebook wall that I was, you know, working on this self-evaluation, you know, of myself. You know, and initially I got a couple phone calls, self-evaluation, well, you're fine, what's going on? You know, and I'm like, no, I'm not fine today. You know, I haven't been fine for a while. You know, only if you really, you know, understood, you know, where I'm coming from, where my heart is, you know, then you'd understand. I'm not fine. You know, I'm making do. I'm doing the best that I can, you know, and I'm constantly praying, you know, for just the strength and the knowledge to be able to continue, you know, and deal with different people on different levels. And just hoping and praying that, you know, in due time I'll have a better understanding of how to be able to, you know, deal with different people.
Right.
You know, I'm looking for that. I'm praying for that. Just for myself, you know, just for my knowledge to be able to deal with it. Because it's hard to understand, you know, some people when you're not really given all of the information, but you feel it in your heart that it's something. You know, you could feel it, and when you feel it, it's you could try to address it, but when you try to address it and you just can't get edgeway with it, it kind of puts you in an awkward situation, you know, and I tend to overthink and overanalyze things all the time, and I think that's why I was, like, really bothered, you know, with it. But there's a song that in my church, they always sing, "The Lord is Blessing Me Right Now." Yeah. And I haven't found it on YouTube, but I've been singing this song in the morning. I've been singing it in the evening. And it's not like I'm hearing it on the radio. I heard it in church, I want to say maybe a month and a half ago, because it's not a song that they always sing. But the first time that I heard the song was at my church.
Yeah.
And I've been singing it and singing it and singing it, you know. And I believe that, you know, my transformation is for the better. Like, God is moving me and elevating me to different things, and I need to be open-minded, and I need to trust him in order to be transformed correctly.
Amen.
So that was my self-evaluation of, you know, a lot of the stress, I believe, is, you know, us being human, that I think we bring a lot of the stress on ourselves sometimes. And, you know, me, myself, I think that a lot of the stress that I've been bringing on myself lately, I brought on myself. Like, all right, Lavina, you know better. You know, all right, Lavina, think about it. You know, Lavina, did you make that decision by yourself? You know, or did you pray about that decision and then you feel like that decision was made? You know, so I'm learning just to just let it all go and just trust in God and allow him to just move me and give me the answers that I need to get by. You know, because sometimes when we make the decisions ourselves without thinking about them and without praying about them, they're not the right decisions. We're just making the decisions from the flesh.
Amen.
And I want to say, Lavina, you know, when you came on and I said that I have been, like, in bed all day and that I wouldn't be on long. That's the change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm getting, like, seem like God is telling me you need to be here right now, so you're not going lay back down.
And it's weird because when I went to T in the screening room, I said to her, I said, T, I said, hey, T. And she's like, hey. I said, oh, God, what's wrong? You know, she's like, oh, I'm not feeling good, been in bed all day. I said, well, I'm going to need you to stay on the line tonight. I'm looking for encouragement.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you know, it's like, huh? You know, but like, it's a shocker, you know, because I'm usually the person. I'm usually the person that I can call you up and you can tell me all your problems and I'm there and I can talk to you and I can communicate and encourage you, you know, but rarely, very rarely do I call someone up and I say, okay, well, I need to vent. I need to be encouraged today.
Right.
You know, so I think today when
I... When you got somebody that you can tell that to and they're there for you, you know, when they're there for you, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And like I said, it's amazing that, you know, the headache that I was like, when I was just laying there, you know, my head felt like it was just going to bust wide open. I don't have the headache right now.
Thank
you
God.
Know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God that, you know, hey, I set my alarm clock, though, because I was like, oh, my goodness. If I don't go on there, she's going to get me, and I know my little project, you know. So I said, I need to be there. And not only that, I just need it for my spiritual healing, you know.
Right.
Because it's always good words of encouragement that I get from you guys, and I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate you all, you know, because God gave me you guys for a reason.
Right.
You know what?
Amen.
Yes. You might be wanting to sing that song that Lavina's singing about the Lord is just blessing you right now.
Exactly. Yes, he is.
That's right.
He is.
That's right.
He is. I mean, you know, I was thinking about what Pastor Sherry said last week, that, you know, that I was already healed and everything. And I'm like, did they cancel this appointment because of I'm already healed? You know, so I'm like, will I get a call this week saying that I still got to have this surgery or what? It's funny because my sister also said the same thing. She was like, baby, you're already healed. She said, those polyps are gone. And I'm like, huh? And I mean, I just find it strange because, you know, they called me and said that they had to cancel because the doctor had a family emergency or something. And I'm like, well, wow, seemed like they would have had another doctor on call, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what?
So, what's that?
The chief doctor was on call.
All right now. All right.
Dr. Jesus, and he was already working on what they
all right.
Oh.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Tia, I'm definitely happy that you, you know, do not have your headache and, you know, you are feeling, you know, better.
Yes.
I'm truly thankful for that. We're going to go to a song. Dave, I do see you. We're going to bring you on right after the song. Everyone just hold the line, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Amen.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place.
That's so
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that, give me that.
Oh. Anybody ready?
Oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh.
If you are sick of a life,
oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh.
He will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Through Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
Fill my miracle water.
Uh-oh.
Pray close for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
See, everybody got a title. But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh.
Fall on our face,
uh-oh.
And ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Yes.
Okay. Dave, I just want to say if you are listening, you can press 1 and I'll put you right on the air. Sorry, my computer was a little frozen, but I think I got everything under control at this point. So you can press 1 and I'll put you right in on the air. For GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. If anyone else is listening, you can dial 646-200-3838. To go on the air. If you're listening from your PC, you do have to dial the number in order to go on the air live with us on GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Sorry about that. I'm having some difficulties tonight. The computer's acting up. I don't know. But so, T, how has our project been? Was our project okay? It's been doing all right, so?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
Yes, it has. Even I'm getting even better on the smoking. I started back taking my Chantix, so actually I haven't bought a pack of cigarettes probably in about 3 days.
Oh, that is excellent.
And the smell in my house is different. I have a little bit more breath in my body.
Mm-hmm.
when I go up and down the stairs, I'm not like... You know, actually, I just feel a whole lot better, and I'm continuously praying on it because I know I can't do it overnight, and I know that I'm going to have those urges once in a while, but when I do, I just pray on it. I wear my patch, like, if I go out somewhere, like, whatever, for whatever reason, I had to go in the house.
You got a patch? Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I have the patch and the Chantix.
Very good.
So, I had to figure out why. That's why I stopped taking the Chantix from the beginning. Because, like, when I would take them in the morning, I would be real nauseous. So I was talking to I also called the 1-800 a smoking line, and the woman told me, she said, what you need to do is, if you don't do anything, to eat a piece of cracker, bread, or something in the mornings to coat your stomach. And I found that to be helpful. So when I did that, I didn't feel the nausea. And then I, you know, like they say, some people have the crazy dreams and vivid dreams and all of that. I thank God I haven't had those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm getting a little bit more sleep at night. Thank God.
Oh, that's great.
You know, it just seemed like so much good is going on for me. So that's why I'm continuously giving God the praise. You know, and I know it's nothing but the devil when he try to put me down on my back.
Right.
You know, but I'm not going to have it. It's just that this headache, I don't have headaches hardly ever. You know, and I know that it's probably me sleeping up under this AC. Then one day it's like 100 degrees. The next day it's 60 or 70. You know, and I'm still sleeping up under the air. Then I'm sweating 1 minute, freezing the next.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where the cold is coming in at.
Oh,
and,
okay.
But other than that, my project, drinking, I haven't been. And like I said, I keep losing count of days. Actually, I don't think I'm trying to keep count of the days.
Okay.
I'm just thankful that I'm not doing it.
Right, and it's been weeks anyway, so.
Yeah, okay. And like I say, the smoking, I've patted myself on the back a couple of times. Like, you're really doing it. You know, so, you know, but I still need y'all continuous prayers on that, you know, because it's a struggle. It's a struggle. You know, and
right.
I'm fighting two demons at one time.
Right. Which is extremely hard.
I feel like that one demon, I got him beat. The drinking, I got him beat, you know. Because I can be around people, but I don't try to be around the people that I used to be around.
Oh, okay.
You know, because you have some people that would be like, oh, you too good to do this and X, Y, Z, you know. No, it's not that I'm too good, but I am too good. But this is what God wants me to be, and this is where I want to be. I want to be alcohol-free. I want to be drug-free.
All right.
You know. The same way I stopped smoking crack, the same way I can stop the drinking.
Amen.
And this is what I want. It's not for nobody else. It's for me. Because if I don't do it for myself, it's not going to do me a bit of good.
Right.
Now, before I go to the spiritual leaders for words of encouragement for myself and T, we're going to bring on Dave. I did have him holding for a while, so I want to bring him on the air. Dave?
Yes,
hey,
I am
Dave.
Here, and let me say it's always good to have a glass of sherry on Sundays, along with Mr. Weathersby on the rock. I'll tell you what, there's nothing better.
Now, Minister Weathersby?
Go ahead.
No.
I'll tell your name, Minister Weathersby.
No.
Christ, bro. It ain't
wow.
Personal, but I'm with you for that in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
And Dave comes with jokes early in spiritual Sunday.
Right. He's trying to work on that. Don't you got a comedy show that maybe
he's Mr. Weathersby, he was on there on Wednesday.
And
it wasn't a
there.
Good look. It wasn't a good look. He was on there on Wednesday.
You want to make that something different than comedy. Wow.
Well, you know, I say when I say you on the rocks is because, you know, a lot of times we in the flesh are always in a lot of heat, being in the fire. So it's always good to have someone who's spiritually grounded. To bring that fire extinguisher, I actually cool it off. So that's about the reference on the rock thing. Sometimes you need to go into a little bit of explaining. But as far as Lavina, you know, we are saved by faith through grace. The grace part is that we are given the things that we don't deserve, and the mercy is that what we do deserve, we don't get. And that's the mercy of being Christians and following the fellowship. I heard your testimony, and I heard the issues, and it kind of sent me back to a question that you had asked about being in an environment where drinks are being served, and should you be part of that? I believe maybe that's what that has to deal with at the same time.
Right.
Right. So it's something that you've been dealing with, and I believe that the right decision was actually made, because our spirit is what convicts us. You know, that spirit, some people say it's a voice. It tells us, listen, this is not right. And if there are things going on that we believe that are not of God, then obviously the spirit is kind of highlighting that with that marker, saying, listen, pay attention to this. I'm trying to show you something here. I'm trying to make you make a different decision apart from the flesh. I want you to be in the world but not of it, even if it feels uncomfortable. Like myself, I feel uncomfortable a lot of times because I'm in an environment and I feel like I'm not there. I'm there, but I'm not there, or I shouldn't be there. You know, and it feels as if you're like an enemy, which you are, because you are not, you are a human being having a spiritual, we're a spiritual being having a human experience, and that's what's happening. And being that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, the experience that we have in the flesh is going to be different than the experience that we have in the spiritual. And I myself, this past week, went through a similar situation, because people see you as being passive, and they see you as being one way. They say, well, oh, he's a Christian. He's not going to act up, but he's not going to, you know, say anything that's out of the ordinary, or he's not going to get upset. But even the scripture says, be angry, but do not sin. You know? And sometimes you have to assert yourself, similar to how Jesus asserted himself with the money changers and the temple and things like that. I mean, he himself had to assert himself, letting them know, listen, I'm here to save and I'm here to bring people to my Father, but at the same time, there's certain things that I'm not going to allow, and I'm going to let you know this.
Right.
You know, and I myself, I say that out of character, because it seems like my old self that came up, I tell you, I got very upset and I was very angry, and I was almost to that threshold of, you know, being physical. But at the same time, that voice came to me and said, no, stop, be still, and know that I am God. Cast your problems on me and let me deal with it. And that's exactly what I did. I stepped back, I walked away, I started praying, and sure enough, he dealt with it. He dealt with it in a way that I could deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is what we have to do sometimes. Sometimes you have to step back and allow God to be God. Allow him to be the Father. When we go to him and we say, Father, I have a problem. What is your problem, son? And we allow our heart to be open, be honest, and be direct. He hears us. He says, okay, you relax. You take it easy. I don't want you stressed out. That's not why I put you here. I don't want you to be in harm's way, and I don't want you to be in any pain. So I'll take care of this. The same way I sent my son to bear your pain, let me take care of this, because that's not why I have you there. And sure enough, he took care of it. You know, and once the spirit sees that you're doing something good, if they can't get through your immediate family, they're going to bring your friends, they're going to bring your coworkers, they're going to keep bringing people to come against you to see how far you're going to before you actually break. And that's what happens a lot of times.
Right.
You know, you'll get a family coming against us, and you're looking at saying in the physical, well, brother, sister, mom, father, why are you doing this? But it's not really them. It's just spirit that's driving them to come at you so that you can, in turn, you know, basically raise the dead, you know, be able to do a Lazarus, in a sense, you know, and that's not what we want, because when you come back from the dead, in a sense, it's like you're a zombie. And when you come back in a zombie, it's like you want to take souls. So we want to keep that, let the dead bury the dead. That's why he said, let the dead bury the dead, and let the dead stay buried. You know, and we as practicing Christians, because there are people that say they are Christians, but believe me, I can't tell. we as practicing Christians, we know the word says, like when, you know, when the devil tempted Jesus, says, the word says, the word says, the word says. And that's what we have to do. You know, let the word be like written as a tablet on our heart, and let the word be our guide. You know, and that's basically what I have to say as far as, you know, that situation. I mean, you know, the funny thing is, I have a coworker, and she's been going to a church for quite some time, and she's been doing a lot of work with this church. Last night, she said to me, you know, I'm looking for a church that doesn't pass the offering around 3, 4, 5 times a sermon and then convict you to say that you're a sinner if you don't put so much amount of money into the, you know, into the tithing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, well, you know, they say we're supposed to be 10%, but it's actually, when you check the scriptures, it's 21%. And as a matter of fact, nothing really belongs to us. Everything belongs to God, 100%. So basically, it's like, whatever we can give, and it's coming from the heart, and you're not screwing your face up when you give it, then give it, you know, with joy and happiness, and believe me, then it'll multiply. It's not the quantity, but it's the quality when you give, you know. And basically,
mm-hmm.
that's it. And I really, again, I appreciate Sherry when she comes on Sunday, because it's very uplifting.
Thank you. Amen.
Real quick, fast in a hurry, I just want to say this. Brother Dave, you know, we have helped one or two another, my brother. Grace is God not dealing with us in the manner that he should. Mercy of God. Yes, mercy is his unmerited favor that he shows towards us, but grace is where he's not dealing with us in the manner that he should. That's why we're saved by grace. Jesus died for the penalty, you know, not only for the sins of the world, but for the penalty of our sins. So that's our grace.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Amen. The question that I do have, and then I'm going to ask for, of course, the words of encouragement from the spiritual leaders. But how do you, what's the best way to communicate with someone who is not a Christian? And you see that the conversation, you know, that you have with them isn't, it's not really going anywhere. Not that you have to speak and you sit and you speak about God, but just as a whole, when you have a conversation with someone and you could just hear, like, their animosity from a different direction, and you don't really know what words to say to them because you're thinking on a different level than they are. How do you hold a conversation with someone like that?
And that's to me, or?
No, that's to everybody.
Okay. Well, when you ask that question, the first thing that comes to mind is Paul says, be everything to all people. And even if the person isn't saved, that's your opportunity to show them that why being saved is the road to take. Because they may say, well, that person is saved, so they can't deal with me. But it really is it's the opposite. Being saved means that you can deal with all situations as they come. And if the person, if you can sense that that person has a kind of animosity in the speech and the way they deal with it and the way they're actually referring to you when you speak to them, you know, I think that's a good time to ask them. I said, well, listen, is there a situation that we need to deal with, that we need to clarify? I sense that there's some animosity. There may be, you know, a problem that we can address before we go any further. You know, and that's basically, I think, how I deal with it and how I keep myself, you know, out of a lot of situations, by asking the question, is there a situation that we need to handle? Apart from the spirituality, is there something that we need to handle, that we need to deal with, so that we can move forward?
Amen.
And based on that, yeah, based, go ahead.
I just want to say myself, that's why I keep asking God for strength for me to witness to another that may not be saved, and let them know where I've been, what I've went through, but where I am now. And the feeling that I have now, my God, I wish I could have got it years ago, but it wasn't meant for me then. But God is working with me now. And that's what I would tell my fellow person that doesn't believe or that is not saved. Just try him. Once you try him, oh my goodness, It's a feeling that it's unexplainable. I'm serious. I can't wait until I reach the top. You know, I'm struggling right now, but God is working with me each and every second. Not every day, every second. He's making me stronger. And you got to be willing to walk that walk and talk that talk. You can't just walk it and not talk it and do both.
You know, see, I tell you, you make me stronger as well, and you really give me inspiration when I hear you speak, because,
thank you,
you know, a lot of times, you know, I'm going through things myself, and then I hear your testimony, I hear how you're handling and how you're dealing with it, and I look at myself and I say, you know what, you're dealing with is minute in comparison, you know, to what everything else is happening in the world, and you really give me strength. And my thing is, the devil is always going to try to convict us. And always try to tell us,
yes,
oh,
is.
You're bad. You're no good. You're a sinner. This, that,
yep.
and the other. You know, my response is, tell me something that I don't know.
Right, right.
Okay,
I
know I'm a sinner.
Not all strong. And I'm getting stronger every single day.
Every day
I'm getting stronger. And I thank God. And I thank my fellow people, my GQ family, my family, you know, because Lavina knows my family. And I have a very, very powerful family. You know, just like they want the best for themselves, they want the best for me. And I know that I have numerous of people that I can call upon. And it's no excuse. When I don't call upon them, guess whose fault it is? Mine. Because they leave the phone lines open for me 24/7. If I don't use it and just go astray, then that's my fault. I didn't want to help. You know, I didn't want the help at that time. But I thank God for you all. I love you all. And I got to stop. I got to stop.
All right. You know, I say this. Witnessing is something that, you know, that's one of the commands that God has really given for us. And Jesus, you know, he told his disciples for them to go be there for out into the hedges and the highways. And I can tell you from my experience as witnessing to people, how you be able to witness people, you don't have to force anything on them, but if you just speak to them from the real, not that you got to language or anything like that, but don't try to put on any airs, don't try to come up there and be so holy.
Right.
And
amen.
That's like there's something wrong with them, and you don't want to, you can't, you know, come near them. So that's what I've seen people that don't know how to witness, and that's what they do. And people on the street pick up things. They're smart. They're very intelligent. They know when somebody's real and when they're not.
Amen.
Just speak to them about your experience, about where you came from, and that's what it, you know, the Bible lets us know, and that we're overcome by the testimony of the saints. You don't have to go in there and bombard them with Bible. Get them in the church and the Bible study. And Sunday school do that for them.
Amen.
Some of you. And how he's yet still transforming us. And then let them know that God is not looking for perfection. But that's a trick of the enemy. That's keeping people outside of church. And even if people in church, him. Because he knows we cannot. And he does expect from us. Come in, but to be transformed.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Holy Spirit will perfect you in the things of God. And that's, and all that means just complete you in the ways of God. So I just speak to them directly and let them know about my God. And you know, you don't have to stand there and carry on a long, drawn out conversation. Because understand this as well. Order, God is the one that's gonna give the entry. Are you something else that's real key about witnessing? Particularly if you do it in an environment that's in your neighborhood or something like that, the greatest witness you can have is how you live your life, because people
that's
are watching.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's why I don't try to, like, knock nobody for nothing, because I've been there. And my thing is, I know I've been in the storm way too long, but God is slowly bringing me out of it. I'm not going to knock anybody for what they do, because I will tell anybody. I'm not ashamed of nothing I've done in my life.
Amen.
And I've done some things. And I've gave my testimony about it. And
mm-hmm.
I'll do it a million more times if it's going to make me stronger.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to go to a song. Pastor Sherry, are you there?
I'm still here.
Wow. We're going to go to a song, and then when we come back, Pastor Sherry's been a little silent, and
yes.
I'm looking forward to hearing some words of encouragement
Amen.
From the leaders, okay?
Amen.
Go to a song,
Amen.
Come right back. Amen.
Amen.
Dora.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy. And your grace that kept me. Down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
Depression weighs me down.
Okay, sorry about that. The computer, I did explain earlier, the computer is definitely doing some things. This is delay on everything. Is everyone still there?
Yes.
All right, T, you there?
He's a liar today.
All right, I think everybody's still there.
He's a liar.
Every day, every single second. You're right, Minister Weathersby.
Father lies. That's what he do.
I'm just sitting here, and I'm emotional with the song. Usually, I don't know why, the second version, the second part of the song always
mm-hmm.
gets to me.
Yeah.
And as I'm typing in the forum, and then the song's about to go off, a caller came through, so I try to go to the caller, then I'm stuck with the caller. I realize the song has ended. I'm trying to do the applaud. I don't know what is going on.
Yes.
But I'm just happy that we're all back on the air together.
Amen. Amen.
He kept us.
Yes, he did. Yes,
I don't
he did.
Want him to go. God knows I'm not letting go.
All right. So that's
I'm
going
so hard now to turn around.
See, that's why he kept you.
Yes.
Because he won't keep us unless we want to be kept.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That is right. We do have another caller to bring on the air. We'll bring the caller. On the air. I'm going to attempt to do this without the computer freezing, so just bear with me, please. Welcome to Geeky Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, everyone. This is Kia.
Hi, Kia. Right, I did it. Okay, good. Sorry about
everybody.
That.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Kia. How are you?
Well, good. Blessed. Highly favored. Thanking God for seeing another day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just thanking God. Our mother, which is our senior mother in our church, she passed. We just say this very tough Friday at the age of, I think she was 80. No, she was 91. I'm sorry.
Amen.
I know. It's a blessing.
Beautiful life.
I remember her when I just remember her just growing up, just always seeing Mother Laurie, you know, and her favorite thing was always give it to God. You have a hand, give it to God. So, you know, just to have memories of her life and the life that, you know, you were around her, your teenage years, and remember the stuff that she taught you. So, you know, it's a big thing when you lose one of the mother, the founding mothers of your church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just thanking God for her life, health, and strength that she was able to, you know, instill in us. Some stuff that, you know, she had to, her testimonies, it's a powerful testimony. And, you know how some of the mothers can sing these old songs, and I can remember the songs she used to sing. So I'm thanking God for her life. I'm thanking God for her family, you know, that she's resting now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Resting
well, we
now,
thank God
you know.
For her.
Yeah.
And we're praying for her family
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. So,
does anyone know who sings the song, "The Lord is Blessing Me Right Now"? Does anyone know who sings that song?
We put up a few of them in the forum.
I try, but they don't sound like the way my church sings
no,
it when
no,
they
no,
sing it.
Because it's a slow song. It's a slow song, and I'm like you, Lavina. I was on YouTube. I went through a million songs, seemed like, and I cannot find. But I, you know who I'm going to ask.
I'm
going to ask Pastor Kathy.
The Lord is blessing me right now.
Yes, that's it, yes.
Devotional song.
Oh, wait a minute, and they sing this song.
Yes, that's it.
Me right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes,
who sings the song?
I was looking at the song, and I'm a big Nalico Records have all the old songs that I used to hear my mother and them all, you know, talk about, so... I can't think of that song, but before I called in, I was into one of my favorites, the Reverend Timothy Wright, Caesar. Love that song that he did.
Now, Minister Weathersby, you were saying it's a devotional song?
It's just one of those old-time church devotional songs.
Mm-hmm.
They
sing
that
to
most down-home churches.
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay, Minister Weathersby, what you're trying to say. But see, this is a song that my church does sing, though. And for the last, I don't know, for the last past, I want to say maybe week, 2 weeks, maybe even almost 3 weeks now, I've been singing this song in my head, and usually, like, I only heard it at my church. I can't find it on YouTube. I'm finding all these different versions of it, but it doesn't,
I'm
it's not right.
I'm looking for it now because, you know, because I'm looking through the Malico book record, because Malico has all the old records. That's where you're going to find all the old records that you want to get and stuff like that back then when you could sing these songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm searching still too. I mean, that's just like that song I was telling you guys about. Step out on faith. Don't
mm-hmm.
give up. It's gonna be all right. It says Melvin Williams sing this song,
mm-hmm.
and I find it for to save my life. And I remember my sister and Metropolitan Church Choir singing this like in '98. And I had it one time on, I can't think of this, this group, these songs, these sites. But I had it. So what I started doing is writing down words.
Yes.
On YouTube, the Gospel Legends, I just pulled it up.
Gospel Legends?
Gospel Legends.
But the guy who wrote it, is, I think they said Bishop Larry Trout that wrote it.
Yeah, I got the song on YouTube by the Gospel Legends are singing it, all these old school gospel singers, and they're singing it the way you sing it in the church.
Okay, that's what I want then. Okay, thank you so much. Sorry about that, y'all. I just
got that one on in the forum, Lavina.
I'm looking right now. It doesn't say Gospel Legend though. Oh yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Volume 1, Milton Bingham.
All right, got it. All right.
Is it Milton Bingham or Milton Bingham?
Yeah,
Milton
Bingham.
You know, he's a pastor right here in Newark, in the city of Newark.
Wow.
Yeah,
in Newark?
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah,
like
she in Newark.
On Clinton Avenue. I'm on Clinton Avenue. His church is right here in Clinton Avenue in Newark.
Oh, I'm originally from Gravel Hill Missionary Baptist Church up from the street from Milton Bingham's church.
Say it again.
Gravel Hill Missionary Baptist Church up the street from Milton Bingham's church. Going towards downtown on Clinton Avenue.
Yeah, he's
on
Clinton. Mount Vernon Baptist Church. Is he the pastor of?
I know Milton Bingham because he does. He also is he's a musical director for the Georgia Mass Choir. He does all
of
those.
Yeah, he sure is.
Is he?
Yes, I know him too because I just saw him. He did something, but his daughter and my sister are good friends. And he's the pastor of Mount Vernon Baptist Church in Clinton Avenue North.
What's the name of your church?
Cathedral Faith Baptist Church, Reverend Dr. T.H. Rankin, Jr.
Okay.
I was just up going to, I was going to be up in Queens today with Reverend, oh my God, I can't think of his name, Floyd.
Wait.
Yeah, I have family members that belong to the church. And then my cousin, she had a funeral there maybe a year ago. I was coming up here for something today, but we went somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. That's excellent. All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for all of your help for the song. I'll definitely be downloading it and putting it in my phone now because it's been coming to me, this song. And like I said, I only sung it at my church. They sing
today?
It there. And it's been in my spirit and it's been on my mind. So I just got to... And I don't know. I guess
so they have Bishop Larry Trout
because that's what you need right now, Lavina. And that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing with you going through everything that you're going through. He's blessing you right now. And like Minister Weathers, he said, he's also blessing me. He's blessing us all, you know, but things that we each going through, he's doing a special blessing. And that, as I listen to it now, I had the phone on mute. And when I heard, I was like, that's it. That's definitely it.
That song is a powerful message. It also goes back to what Psalm 30 and 5 and verse 30. I use verse 11. 35.
Sing it, kid.
Yeah, I know because I know it. We sing it all the time, so I know it. I know it, but somebody might get up and sing it and start singing, so that's why we...
Oh, yeah.
I know it. I know it like a book.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What we have to understand about God and how he blesses us, we don't have to... What we have to understand is really, really important is when you acknowledge that God is blessing you right now, wait until the end where you know you're being blessed and you're coming through and you're going to have victory. The victory comes when you're in the midst of
Amen.
It. Amen. God, and he's blessing you right now.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know who sung that song too? Timothy Wright sung it one time, but because he came the year before he died, he did my pastor's anniversary. He does my pastor's anniversary. He always preaches at my pastor's anniversary. He's one of the preachers that, you know, gets preachers. But, you know, since his death, you know, he sometimes his son to come up, but he came here, and that was a devotion song he sung. He told his son to play the song, and he sung that song at the opening of my pastor's anniversary, the year before he died.
Minister Weathersby, what are you saying? Is she in Newark, you said?
She got a highfalutin church in Newark, New Jersey. She just dropping names.
they just do my pastor's anniversary. They just done my pastor. Him and Hezekiah Walker did it. They do my pastor's anniversary.
Hezekiah Walker too?
Yeah, he didn't sing. A lot of people who come to my pastor's anniversary think that he's coming to sing a song. His wife, he always said, I'm not coming to sing no song. I'm coming to be a blessing to Dr. Rankin. But people think they come in because he's going to sing a song, but he's coming to preach.
That's right.
And Reverend Timothy Wright came quick. He didn't come to sing. He put his choir. But he didn't come to, you know, have them sing. They sung some collection, but he came to preach.
We got to buy a ticket to get in your church?
No. No. Let me tell you something. People see my pastor because he's big in the Nazareth. He's big, but everybody's always seeing my pastor and be like, if something's like breakdown or whatever, he's always fixing it or whatever. They say, I don't see too many pastors like I said, because that's just how he is. But no. Not in my church.
Minister Weathersby.
Yeah.
If you ever come to Asbury Park or close, will you please let me know?
I'm coming down here soon.
I was at Gravel Hill. We went to Asbury Park. There was a church. I can't remember the church. But we fellowshiped with them in Asbury Park. I can't think of the name of it. It was a Baptist church. And my pastor used to preach there a lot.
Well, if you find out, please let me know.
Well, I tell you what, if you know, if your church wants somebody to come in there and start talking about relationships, you know, tell them to send me an invite, and I'll be more than willing to make that trip.
All
oh,
right.
Really?
Oh, right.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes.
That's good to know. So, oh, yeah. I'm
because
coming down here.
I'm going to, this friend of mine, she was going through some things, and she had this surgery. She almost died. Well, the guy that she was engaged to at that time didn't show up, none at the hospital. She was in there over 2 months.
Wow.
And she ended up marrying this guy last Saturday, right?
Wow.
They would not. The pastor, I'm not going to call the church, you know.
No, please don't.
But
please
at
don't.
The church, he would not do the wedding.
Wow.
The guy had to call his pastor out of New York to perform the wedding because
wow.
he told her, this man does not love you. He's not of God. I was
wow.
like, wow. When they said that, I was invited to the wedding. I ain't go.
Okay, so wait, let me make sure I understand. So she had surgery. She was in a hospital and for like 2 months.
She almost died.
Okay, and he didn't go visit her.
Not one time. He was staying at her place. From what her family members say, her mother is a woman of God, big time. And she had went over there. This guy would not even let her in the home because he had another female up in there.
Oh,
my.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
And she still married him.
Oh.
This last Saturday.
Well, that's why I wrote that first book, and Let God Build
Ooh.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was a mess. And like I said, the pastor of the church, he let her have a wedding at the church, but he would not perform it.
Wow.
He had to call
that's
the pastor that he dealt with in New York to do the marriage, to do the vows. He would not let any of his associate ministers do it, perform it either.
Wow, that
is
something.
I'm coming down your way, to Neptune, to Macedonia. I think I'm coming down your way soon to Macedonia.
Well, you need to hit me up because
I
will
Miles.
Meet you there.
I'm down to see Tommy Miles.
I will meet you there.
Okay.
See who?
Let me know when. Tommy Miles, Reverend Tommy Miles.
Oh.
I heard him preach at Good Hope. Remember, Kia?
Yep.
And that man's message is awesome. Just let me know when. I'll be there.
Uh-huh.
Well, you guys should try and come down here because they have the I'm not sure everyone that's going to be there, but it's really big in I believe it's Nassau County. What is his name? Donnie McClurkin is there every summer. They do it outside. It's called the Church Without Walls.
Okay.
Say again? They do it
service.
Yes. But it's really big. When I say really big, I mean it's extremely big. My mom and my aunt went last year, and they had such a wonderful time. You know, but of course, they're not there to sing. You know, they're not going to sing
right.
there to minister the word.
Exactly.
And I'll find out everyone that's going to be there, and then I'll make sure I share it, because I believe it's going to be the end of this month is when they go.
Right.
And I believe it's in either Roosevelt. It's in Freeport. It's in Freeport, Long Island.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's free, you know, because it's all outside.
Is it the whole weekend or just that one day?
It's usually Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, great.
It's usually Saturday and Sunday. So I'm excited. This year will be my first year going. But I'll definitely let you guys know. If it happens to be soon, you know, before next Sunday, I'll definitely send everyone a message. Otherwise, I'll make the announcement on Spiritual Sunday next Sunday.
Great.
So that everyone can know about it. And you guys can come out.
Everybody wants to come to sing. And he's not coming to sing. He's coming to minister.
Right.
Exactly.
He's coming to minister.
Exactly.
That's the same thing everybody would see on my pastor's anniversary slide. He's coming to sing. He's coming to preach. He's preaching.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come to sing. He came to preach.
I need the word. I constantly need the word of encouragement and to keep moving forward. You know.
I tell you what, if you get up on the Pastor Donnie McClurkin, if he's preaching, then you better be careful, because what might happen to you is like what happened to the young man when Paul was preaching. Out the window, Donnie McClurkin was preaching long.
Really? I never heard of preaching. Really? Long-winded. Wow.
Guess that's why it's outside. I don't know.
Long-winded.
So, if you got a problem sitting in church for 30 minutes, you're going to have a serious problem
sitting
in church with Donald McClurkin.
Right.
He's going to take a long time.
I'll tell anybody, if I could go, I went to this church a few times. I got there at 11. At 3:30, I was still sitting there, and I'm like, hold up. Am I supposed to still be?
I don't know. Is that worse than you going somewhere, and the deacon, and he's praying, and he's still praying. You're like, is he still praying? Just like looking while he's long-winded praying. Yeah, I've been places like that.
That's called hell.
Wow. Well, I want to get one more song in before we go to the words of encouragement and the closing prayer. We do have Brother Faith Walker coming with Crossroad Temple after Spiritual Sunday, but I want to just play one more song that I actually heard on Brother Faith Walker's show. And so I want to play this song, and then we're going to come back for words of encouragement to the callers as well as closing prayer. If everyone can please hold the line. Grab a shield of faith.
wear a helmet of salvation, and shod my feet with the preparation, and grab a sword that is the word, and gird my waist with truth to be prepared to be filled by you. I repent, I turn away, no longer the sin that have its hold on me, to your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, just to trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. Flesh is a weak thing that has little restraint. I'm liable to draw faint, but in the Lord my strength is regained. And at the cross, all sins are lost, and I claim the victory as I shout and praise my God. I repent, I turn away, no longer does sin have its hold on me, to your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I do not battle this fight alone. I'm with the Lord, I am His own. I do not battle this fight alone. I draw up strength when I bow down. No longer does sin have its hold on me, through your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I repent of my sin and turn away.
I'm telling you, I was trying so hard. I was like, please, song, please. All right, let's see if we can get Dave. Dave, you back?
Yes, I'm back.
All right, perfect. That was, yes, go ahead.
Is Mount Hillside changed its name down there?
Huh?
It's who?
Mount Hillside Baptist Church. Did they change their name on Springwood?
Now, Kia.
Now you know she don't know the answer.
Listen, I've only went to a couple of churches around here.
I'm sorry, T, because I think
I'm sorry,
but
sweetheart, I cannot answer that for you.
Okay.
Ask me something about Good Hope, and I can tell you.
That's way too funny. Now, Kia.
Okay. I'm just getting there, but, hey, I'm moving forward regardless. But
okay.
That
okay.
was a question that was like.
I meant to ask Tommy last time I talked to them. Did they?
Yeah, that's
Atlanta?
Who you need to ask about
it.
So, because time is winding down, that was actually up and coming artist Stacy Weaver. He was on the Crossroad Temple with Brother Faith
yes.
Walker as an up and coming
okay.
artist, and that was one of his songs. I Repent. At this point, the show, we're just going to go around and ask for, we're going to see if anyone has any words of encouragement, and then we're going to end in prayer with our wonderful Pastor Sherry, which I'm truly excited about, and Minister Weathersby, I do love her. A different kind of love, though, Minister Weathersby. A different kind of love.
Yes, we do love her.
Mm-hmm. Powerful. Mm.
Yes, so I do.
Mr. Wolfsby?
What?
I'm going to need you to... I'm going to need you to say what? I got thrown in back. I'm like,
tell me you got the book. Say what, right?
You trying to tell me you got the book?
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm going to have you sign them. I'm like, okay. Did
you
say what?
Yes, he did say what. Minister Weathersby, you okay?
Yeah, right? That's not like him. What?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's be serious. Okay. So, does anyone have any words of encouragement? I'm sorry, Minister Weathersby.
That's all right. She's on 5-hour energy.
Say what?
Mr. T, I just.
All right, Lavina. Basically, what I'm going to say is.
Hold on. Pastor Sherry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, Sister T.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, one of God.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say even more be encouraged, and since I've come to know you all behind the scenes for 5 months, I just want to tell you all that I love you, and my continuous prayers are with you all, as I know
I
you will
you
continue
too.
To keep praying for me. And just know, as the Word of God said, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which
yes.
is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belongs to God. And the alcohol is a done deal.
Thank you.
Right.
Smoking.
Thank
the
you.
Smoking is a done deal. If you can
Thank
do it
you.
For 3 days and not buy a pack for 3 days. You said 3 days?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
the power of God.
Yes.
And it's that same power that will add 3 more days and 3 more days and 3 more days. And the situation with your voice and your throat is even a greater reason
yes.
why you will not pick up another cigarette.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you're letting the demons and the devils know I'm no longer a victim.
Amen.
Amen.
I am the victor.
Amen.
You are more than a conqueror through Christ
yes.
that gives you the strength. Don't be threatened by the unctions and the appetite of it. Don't let that intimidate you. Praise God. Don't let fear
okay.
arise. But you continue to walk by that same faith that you're walking by.
Thank you.
And God will continue to see you through. You
Amen.
Are victorious. You're no longer a victim.
Yes.
Sister Kia, you are a mighty woman of God.
Oh, thank you, Sister Kia.
I love your spirit.
Oh,
and I can tell you got a warrior down inside, a warring spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also coupled with love.
Thank you.
And I can tell that you do not live a compromising life.
I don't.
And that
sure.
your life is
no,
holy
she doesn't.
Unto the Lord. And continue to stay holy, because he said, be ye holy, for I
yes.
am holy.
Holy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And continue to be on everything. And I know you are, but... You know,
thank
just continue
you.
To be encouraging. And I thank God for the next dominion and level that's coming forth out of you in God. And it's beyond you. But don't worry about it, because he got you.
Well,
I need to hear that, Sister Sherry, because sometimes I could be, you know, and my spirit is like resting right now. But, you know, I didn't want to talk about it today. But I just thank God for this. I know in God is still, he's still sitting on the throne. So that's when I know,
yeah.
you know.
And he that warrior is there, but it's in God. It's not
yes.
in the flesh.
Yes.
And he's going, as you continue to study on that, he will temper you and balance you out, because it's a beautiful thing to have in the Lord. But stay close to God. Stay fasting and pray it up as you are, because there's yet more of God to be revealed in you. Sister Davina, you know, that song is a song of healing. It's a song of deliverance. God is letting you know every decision you made, what you said on the line tonight, was a decision that was made in God. So don't be threatened or feel that you let somebody down or feel defeated. And I speak the peace of God to your spirit. I speak the peace of God to your spirit. You don't have to be in turmoil or anything like that, because anytime you're on the right road, and anytime you got your hands to the plow, the enemy will always try to send something to bring us back to where we came from.
Yes.
You always try to tempt
Amen.
Us with the very thing that we came out of. And when you said no, you were saying no to the devil.
Yes.
You were letting the enemy of your soul and the temptations of the enemy, you were letting him know, this girl brand new.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a new creature in Christ.
Yes.
And sometimes the enemy will kind of try to cater to the very fact that he knows that you love people and you
yes.
want to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But everything is not for everybody.
That's right.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
And you can't stretch yourself too far. And everything that happened tonight, I know it seemed like it was topsy-turvy, but it was just a testing of your faith. That's
Amen.
All. And with the prayers and the support and everything, all you got to do is keep on enduring to the end, because the same shall be saved.
Amen.
Every time we work in, and when we work in the Lord, it's not always, we already know, it's not going to be smooth sailing.
Amen.
But because, and every song you played was by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for that, because I was
Ooh.
Encouraged by it. So stay strong in Him, stay strong in Him, continue to fight the good fight of faith, and war a good warfare. And
yes.
don't worry about what people think is your decision, because your decision was made in God. And when you please God, that's the only person you have to please.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Oh, thank you so
much. I just requested you to be my friend, Pastor Sherry, because I know I need you.
I knew you was going to do that.
I need her too.
Wait.
Listen, I need anybody that's going to get on me and make me keep moving forward. Minister Weathersby, he won't say nothing until I get on there and say something to him. But, Pastor Sherry, I love you. Minister Weathersby, of Lavina, the whole GQ family, the callers, I love you all. Keep me in prayer, as I'll keep you all in prayer. Wow. Whew.
Yes, we will. We will, T. Ooh. We will. And but go ahead, Minister Weathersby.
You're dropping me to the curb. That's all right.
Oh, stop it. No, but we have to think of it this way. Look, if we wouldn't have known you, we wouldn't have met Pastor Sherry. See?
Right.
See? So that's our lovely connection right there. It's her. Right? And she encourages, you know, everyone. You know, look, the same way you encourage everyone.
Well, you know, we operate like that. We won.
I could tell.
Yes,
I could tell.
Yes, we are.
I could tell.
Yes, we are.
I could tell.
Beautiful. Go ahead, Minister.
I could tell.
Sherry.
And it's such a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is.
Such a wonderful thing. Such a wonderful thing. Well, at this time, we're going to, if anyone doesn't have any more words of encouragement, I'm going to just say thank you for everyone. All the words of encouragement, believe me when I tell you, it's been hard. It's been extremely hard, and I'm thankful for all of the words of encouragement. And Minister Weathersby and Pastor Sherry, you actually said a couple things that is what I was thinking, and that's what makes it so surreal. You know, it's because when you could think it and not say anything, but then you have, you know, everyone addressing the exact same thing you're thinking about without saying it. That means a lot. That truly means a lot. And I thank everyone and for the words of encouragement. And I thank all the callers, all the listeners. I just thank everyone, and I'm thankful to have such wonderful people on Spiritual Sunday, and I'm going to say myself and Minister Weathersby, because, you know, he kind of got thrown in as the host a little while ago, but then he hasn't really accepted being the host. You know, it went from Minister Weathersby, can you open in prayer once in a while, to Minister Weathersby, can you open in prayer every Sunday, to Minister Weathersby. Guess what? You're the host now. So it kind of went all in those directions, all in that order, too, by the way. So, but he never said, yes, I accept being the host. You know, he kind of just says, I do what God has me to do, and I'm thankful to be able to. You know, he doesn't exactly say yes. He doesn't say yes, but, you know, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for him and Pastor Sherry. I'm thankful that you have such a wonderful man of God. He's truly been a blessing to DQ Palace Spiritual Sunday.
Exactly.
And I just thank both of you. And I don't even have to say I wish, because God got this. And I'm thankful for both of you.
Thankful for you too.
Make sure I get an invitation.
me too. I'm just saying, me too. Pastor Sherry.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you close in prayer for us this evening, please?
Yes, ma'am. Let us all pray. Father, we thank you and we worship you right now, and we give you glory, and we give you all the honor that's due to your holy name, O God. We thank you for everything that's transpired tonight, Heavenly Father. We thank you, O God, for each and every one, O God, the family of God, those that were listening, O God, those that lives were touched, hearts were changed, minds were transformed. Father, we're thanking you right now, God, for this ministry, Heavenly Father. And God, we ask you to continue to strengthen Brother Dave in a special way, God, and just touch this anointed man of God, my Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You know all about him. You know him by his name. God, you know Minister Arthur by his name as well, Father. We just thank you for him, Lord, and we speak continuous bountiful blessings, oh God. We pray that, God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, that you will touch Minister Cheryl Miller in a special way, God, as we all agree with you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, God, what the enemy means for evil, we know you are yet turning it around for her good, oh God. Father, we're thanking you right now for her healing, for her deliverance. We're thanking you right now, God, that you know this woman of God by her name. And Father, we thank you for going to the root of her matter in the name of Jesus. We just let you know right now, Satan, it won't work. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against her will prosper. And Father, we got our hands up, Lord. Hallelujah. On both sides, oh God. Hallelujah. The enemy won't prevail, oh God. We thank you for what you're bringing her through, God. We pray even the more, God, that she would continue, oh God, to look unto you, the author and finisher of her faith. And God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that if she needs someone to talk to, Father, put it into her spirit, God, who to talk to on the earth, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, oh God, who to get things out to, oh God. We just believe you right now. Bless the ministry of Christ, oh God, that yet coming forth tonight of Minister Walker, Heavenly Father, in a special way, oh God. We love you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In
Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. And God bless everyone. And we look forward to speaking to everyone next week, Sunday, starting at 7. We now have Brother Faith Walker with Crossroad Temple coming up right now. Have a safe and blessed week. God bless everyone.
Amen.
God bless you.
Crossroad Temple. This is Faith Walker. I'm going to give God praise. Lights off in the temple. Ain't nothing but God in this track right here.
Heaven low. Heaven low. Somebody don't know what I mean when I talk about a heavy load. I'm talking about a heavy load of sin. Somebody wanna know what I got through my heavy load. Down in the country, Alabama, 14 years old,
Brother Styler.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen, welcome, welcome. Whew. Had to get my praise up in here. Let me tell you something, if the devil is still around you, man, you're in the wrong place. You need to send up some prayers there. Amen, amen. The views expressed on this program may not reflect those of GQ Palace, Crossroad Temple, any staff or management, only that which glorifies Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the living Savior. Any abominable language is not allowed in the temple. Any defiled language will result in your call being disconnected by the show producers. With that said, lights off in the temple. Ain't nothing but God up in here. Welcome to the GQ Palace, very own Crossroad Temple. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Listen, had to get our praise on up in here. Amen. That's how we do it. Amen. Shout out to Church of God in Christ. Amen. Shout out to Church in God in Christ. Amen. They know all about that war cry. Amen. They know all about that. Amen. So I know they're like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Amen. Yeah, amen. That's what it's about, Crossroad Temple. You know, we don't care if you are preaching Baptist or Methodist. Amen. We don't care what denomination you is, amen, long as Jesus Christ is the center of your life, amen. But we're going to a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day that thou hast made, Lord God. We thank you that you have instilled in us the kingdom of God, Lord God. And so right now, we speak life into our situations, Lord God. I feel in my spirit everybody's going through something, Lord God. So I ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us begin to speak to our situations, Lord God. Prophesy to our dry bones. Let them come alive this day, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind every hand of the devil right now, Lord God. And we loose angels over these lines, cell phones, smartphones, Androids, laptops, Lord God, even those via internet, Lord God. We take authority in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises under judgment, thou shalt condemn. So we thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast, Lord God. Let everybody who in their respectable places are here by divine assignment. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree it is so, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, first of all, we'd like to say welcome. The number is 646-200-3838. That's 646-200-3838. I have a special guest, Mr. GOE, God over everything. We're going to bring him on in a few minutes. Right now, I want to let you know that what you just heard, that was also a mix done exclusively, amen. And Juanita Bynum, she's going down at Jacksonville, Florida, on the 28th, I believe, is Prophet DeJuan, amen. And shout out Prophet DeJuan Rollinson Holmes, who was on here about 2 weeks ago down in Jacksonville, Florida. Happy birthday, woman of God. Amen. I told her and I think his sister Cardenza, amen. I had to tell them, y'all prophets, I got to tell y'all happy birthday a week off, amen, because y'all already know y'all so heavy in the realm that I got to tell y'all a week before your birthday actually comes just so it'd be a surprise. Amen. So happy birthday, prophet. I don't have time to sing you happy birthday, amen, but we know you are with us, amen. But Crossroad Temple is where we break the Holy Heat song first. We had the Manhattans, we had Manny S.C., we had a countless amount of artists, Darren D., Dave Vine, shout out to Dave Vine, tuning in, amen. Manhattans released their first gospel project on the temple, shout out to Charles Hardy, loads of other guests, amen, amen and amen. At 9:30, we're going to do our Rep Your Church segment, where you can rep your church home, your city, and overseas. Now, we was going to have the apostles on this week. They're on vacation right now on the road, so we reschedule them when they come back in so we can have church, amen, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, but right now, amen, I believe we have our guests on the line. I think GOE's on the line with us, amen. And if he ain't, just push one, amen, and you'll definitely be in queue. GOE, are you there?
Amen, amen.
Amen. Mr. GOE is on the line with us. Amen. Welcome to the temple.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Listen, I know you are busy, man. Amen. I guess the crowd was surprised that you're here. Amen. Hey, listen, my brother, I know you are, you also a brother of mine. You're a friend, dear friend. Amen. Those who may have heard through the grapevine, amen. Yes, Mr. G.O.E. is on the GQ Palace remix, amen. So look out for that. Him along with, I believe, Darren Deke, Dave Vine, a couple of other artists, that all-star remix, amen. But had to get you on the show, amen. I know you're taking time out of your schedule. You know, Sundays is often a time where be relaxing with the family, but I thank you for taking time out of your schedule, brother, to join us on the temple.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
Amen. For those who don't know you, amen, just tell them who you are.
Well, man, you know, I'm Mr. G.O.E., God over everything. You know, I used to go by the name Nino Brown Jr., a.k.a. J.R., you know, but I still keep the J.R., you know, and the name of my music ministry is G.O.E., God over everything. You know, I'm out of Jacksonville, Florida, you know, Duval County. I'm 25 years old at age, and, you know, man, I'm just here to praise the Lord, you know, joined here by the night by my brother, Faith Walker, a great man of God, you know, helped me get through many trials and tribulations with his encouraging words through the word of God. So, you know, I'm just happy to be on the air, man.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, I thank God for you taking time out of your schedule. I appreciate the love, amen. You ain't had to do that, amen. I don't, you know. But, amen, I know you're just being real. Shout out your church home, amen. We also do a church home check-in. Shout out your church home for those who don't know where your church and who your overseer is.
Well, my overseer is Bernard Williams, and, you know, we're in outreach ministry. We just started, you know, we stepping out by faith. We have stepped out on faith, you know, so we're getting a lot of paperwork done and different things like that and getting the name of the church done and everything like that. So, you know, man, I just shout out my overseer, man, Bernard Williams, man, out of Jacksonville, Florida, man. What's happening, Paul?
Amen, amen, amen. You was getting your praise on just a minute ago on that mix, amen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. When that first came on, oh, yeah, I said, they praise whatever that is, they praising God for real.
Amen. Hey, listen, Spiritual Sunday, and then, you know, coming over to the temple, man, that's how we do on GQ Palace Sunday, man. We get the enemy problems on Sunday, amen. That's why he try to fight individuals for tuning in on Sunday, because many of them experience that breakthrough on Sundays, amen, on Spiritual Sunday with Sister Levine and all the ministers and Minister Weathersby and Minister Cheryl, all of them over there, amen. You know, they have church, amen, so, you know, that's how we get it. We get our two-step on into the temple, amen. You know, just bridge that gap. I know you know all about bridging that gap.
Amen.
Amen. Well, first of all, those who don't know you, you got a fire for God, man. And just being, I'm not despising your youth, you know that. But like Paul said, let no one despise your youth. You're fire for God at a young age, and then your wisdom. Not many people at your age, I mean, people at that age have that, but not many people at that age have what you have been given by the Lord. I mean, you operate prophetic. You're a prophetic, sanctified lyricist for God. How is it that when dealing with how you go about having that balance with church and home life?
Well, you know, man, you know, God is, you know, working things out, man, and you know how I roll a bit, bro. You know, I'm real, and you know, I'm gonna be real, you know. So mm-hmm. You know, man, right now I was in a situation with my marriage, you know, to where, you know, things wasn't going right, and you know, I left for a couple of months, and you know, man, I'm back, and then, you know, man, just trying to, you know, be reconciled, man, and let God work things out, you know. So man, you know, being a prophet, man, you know, prophets went through a lot, and you know, with God dealing with me in a prophetic era, you know, I never felt that, like, alive and set up under a tree, you know, I wanted to kill myself, but, you know, mm-hmm. it's been many trials and tribulations, man, and persecution, man, and, you know, it's some things, man, that, you know, I try to, you know, run from and run from just to have peace, you know, instead of fully going through, man. So, you know, man, I'm just, you know, man, just depending on the Lord, man, and continuously to help me, man, have balance, you know, and just let the Lord orchestrate everything, man, because, you know, the Bible says that the steps of a righteous man are order, you know, so, man,
that's right.
I just ask God every day, man, you know, to spit me out like Jonah, you know, because sometimes, man, I do, you know, rebellious things in the spirit, like I said, you know, with trying to avoid going through things, trying to avoid persecution, trying to be a man pleaser at certain times, man, to keep peace, because, you know, my testimony, man, is so deep. I hurt so many people, took from so many people, you know, and, bro, you know my testimony, man. I done tried to kill people and, you know, rob restaurants, you know, I took from women, I hurt all kind of women. So, you know, my goal, man, is, you know, not to hurt anybody. You know, I hate hurting people. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I hate to see people hurt. So, and so many times, man, I find myself being a man pleaser. So, you know, man, it's just things like that, man, that I'm begging God and, you know, asking him to strip away those things, you know, to strip me naked, you know, take away my pride and take away my selfishness when it comes to things like that, being rebellious in the spirit of God, you know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, bro, I'm real, bro, you know, and ain't no shame about my life. So, you know, I don't mind sharing my life, sharing my testimony, sharing the things that I go through, you know what I'm saying? Because if it's no going through, it's no greater at the end. You know, if there's no going through, it's no victory at the end. You know what I'm saying, man? So, you know, look at somebody. Learn, you know, off the things that I'm saying tonight. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And not make the mistakes that I am making now. You know what I'm saying?
So wow. So we gonna go there, and this interview is totally off the script. Ain't nothing written down. We just flowing. Since you went there, on the temple, we keep it 100% real, and that's what a lot of artists like about this show. We keep it real. No tradition, no religion. We just cut the fat off, and we give you the lean. What are some of the things that going through in a marriage, how important is it for you to have somebody that's spiritually where you at instead of having somebody that, dang, she fine. I mean, look at how that thing, wow. Look at, you know how it is on the street. So how is important to have somebody that you have that you're equally yoked with?
It's very important, man, because, you know, man, the Bible says, you know, if in so many words, I'm going to say it like this. I'm not going to quote the whole scripture, but I'm going to say it like this.
Go ahead.
If you be joined to a whorelock, you become a whorelock. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, you know, things like that is so important. Whatever you open your spirit up to, that falls off on you. You know what I'm saying, man? So it's important, man, that you be evenly yoked in the spirit with people, you know, even outside of a marriage. That's when it comes to fellowshipping with people. You know, the people who you fellowship with, the people who you hang around, the people who you spend your time with, it's so important that they're more spiritually grown than you, and you can pour into them, or it's an iron sharpening an iron thing. And when it comes to a marriage, it's so important, man, that, you know, you really seek counsel and you really hear from God about marriages, because the devil plan is to steal, kill, and destroy marriages. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't hear from God about a marriage and, you know, y'all not even yoke, you know, the same yoke, that's just like the end of a marriage right there, before it even started, before y'all even said, I do, the marriage is over. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, man, it's so important, man, in this day, man, you know, what people open their spirit up to, you know, the things that they listen to, the things that they watch. They're just like, you got so many saved people watching this episode with Love and Hip Hop. Things like that is not good, man.
Okay, hold up. Before you go all the way in. Okay, let's build on that right there. You say a lot of married, a lot of saved folks listen, watch, what do they call it, Atlanta Housewives and Love and Basketball. But then a person, and I gotta paint the picture, because we have those people that listen. So they may say, well, okay, well, what about the Drews that come on BET? They church folks. They on BET. So if it's wrong with me watching Love and Hip Hop, there's the same thing with the Drews, who are a gospel family. They on BET. Or look at Mary. So what is so bad about me watching Love and Hip Hop? Your take on that?
You know, once you get the view of something and you watch something, man, you look, feel, I say it like this. You know what's holy and what's not holy. You know, but the Bible said that God is not the author of confusion. The Bible said let all things be done in decent and in order according to the saints of the church. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, man, we already know that God is not the author of confusion. You know, You know, that's just like, you know, you can't, it's not straddling the fence. I can't say a person is straddling the fence, but you truly have to be careful what you open up your spirit to. If it's a whole bunch of drama, if a TV show and reality show is a whole bunch of drama and you're trying to get drama out your life, why sit and watch? If you're trying to get drama out your life, why you watching drama? Why you receiving drama? Because when you watching it and you watching it every episode that it come on, that's basically what you're doing. You opening your spirit up to more drama. Whatever you watch, that's what you become. Whatever you listen to, that's what you become. Whatever you hang around, that's what you become. If you hang around better and you hang around spiritual things, you become spiritual. If you sit up under a high anointing, you become anointed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, man, you know, but just, man, people got to really want it, man. People look at it like that small thing, but what Paul say, I always forget the actual scripture, but I think Paul say it's the small foxes that spoil the vine. What he say? What is the actual scripture he say? You know, it's the small foxes that spoil the vine.
Small foxes that spoil the vine.
Yeah.
You right.
It's the small fox that's more than mine. People think God ain't looking at this, God ain't looking at that. And he just say all things is naked to God. Nothing is hidden from God. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, you know, man, I just encourage people, man, to, you know, be careful what you open your spirit up to. Because if you're trying to get out of drama and the devil is always stealing your joy, he's always stealing your peace, why you watching Love on Hip Hop? Why you watching Atlanta Housewives? Nothing but a peace kit stiller, a joy stiller. That's all
Amen.
It is.
Hey, listen, brother. Let me hold you right there. We got Mr. GOE. He stopped by the temple. We just building. He an artist, also vice president of a company down in Florida, Cityside. Crossroad Temple, 646-238-38. And we just chopping it up. This brother's so real, you know. We ain't even got into the music yet because he the type of brother. He just really is really, he just used the music really to draw folks. But you're listening to a young man who was filthy out there in the streets. Filthy. Thugged out, you name it, bust his gun, did all that. Now God save him and he coming to the church. And now he coming to the church and he like, hold up, I just left the world. I'm over here and I'm seeing, this is what I'm seeing. Hold on, if this is what I'm seeing on this side, then why did I leave the streets for? So now you got a brother that has those eyes that, okay, not too long ago, been in the street years ago, and now come over here and just say, okay, God, I see what you gave me to do. It's time to set the order up in this place.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So, okay, so let me ask you something, man of God. 646-200-3838. We also at 9:30 we're gonna do the check in on the church, represent your church, you shout out your overseer, you shout out your city where you at, 15 seconds or less, and 9:30 it all goes down. But I wanna ask you something. I notice in holy hip hop, I've been dealing with holy hip hop. I'm trying not to call it holy hip hop no more. I'ma just say as a holy lyricist myself. I've seen that a lot of gangster rappers have infiltrated and put a rapping on it called gospel rap. Are you seeing the same thing, that a lot more dudes that's not even saved getting into gospel rap?
Yeah, I seen people, you know, people feel like since Lecrae done got so hot and Lecrae done made it so hot and Lecrae really making money now, so you know, you got some people, they want to do secular and gospel rap. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, some people feel like, you know, if they use the Lord, or if I put the Lord behind it, it's going to sell. I can easily get out here and sell CDs and say, oh, I'm a gospel rapper, but I'll kick some game, somebody give me $10 real quick. You know what I'm saying? So some people just trying to use the Lord to get advantage, you know, just because, you know, they got the Lord name on it, you know. So, you know, man, that's how the world go. You know, that's what the world do. You know, whatever a person can gain to their advantage out here in this world, that's what they do. That's just like when the devil came to tempt Jesus, he tried to give him the best. You know what I'm saying? he tried to give him the best. You know, the Lord is the best, so people are trying to use the Lord so they can come up to be the best. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's all that is, man, you know, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? People know, you know, if they put the Lord on it, they feel like it'll sell. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, Lecrae, basically, he done set the mark. Lecrae, he done opened the doors up for Christian rap. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? He done set the tone. He done opened the doors up. So Christian rap is going to a level like never before. You know, just off the strength of Lecrae. And, you know what's the other cat name? The Truth. You know, cats like that, man. They really open the door for Christian rap. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man. You know, the world gonna follow whatever they can gain. Whatever the world what they gonna follow. That's what they gonna do. If they feel like they see that they can gain out Jesus, or Lecrae taking off, the Truth taking off. Oh, these boys getting money. You know, oh, I'm gonna do gospel rap now so I can get me some money. If they see that's what gain at, that's what they're going to do. That's how it is in the streets. That's like when you selling dope, it ain't nothing but the game. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? If you can gain off selling dope, if you can come up off selling dope, that's what people in the world do. That's what people in the streets do. You know, and that's all the world trying to do, man. You know, they trying to use God for a game, you know?
When I came through the game, and we getting ready to go on your first track. We're going to build on that, and then we're going to come back. By the time we come back, it'll be ready for y'all church check-in. So all of y'all listening, after 9:30, y'all push 1, and y'all able to get in and shout out y'all church roll call as we doing this interview with Mr. G.O.E., God over everything. What I wanted to say is that, you know, I've been doing this since 2003, 2004. When I got into it, I could count gospel rappers, probably the relevant ones, probably your own hands and feet. Now you can't even count them. You can't even count them now. So having said all that, what did you see when you wrote Vision?
What, when I vision a gospel rapper?
No, your vision, your song. See, the brother's so humble, he don't even know I'm talking about his song. Your song, Vision.
Well, when I seen that, you know, writing the vision, man, you know, basically, you know, to be honest with you, you know, when I wrote the vision, man, you know, I wrote the vision out of an anointing. You know what I'm saying? I was in a place, man, when I wrote the vision, man, I was going through some things. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I was going through persecution, you know, looking for a job. Just had moved from one state to another state. You know what I'm saying? I was in sin. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, this was before me and my wife was married. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, you know, I was in sin. I was going through things. We weren't even married and we was going through things. You know what I'm saying? My mind was caught up. I had just came off of, from being celibate for like 8-9 months, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, and I did some things, did the wrong things, man. You know, got up praying,
sure,
you know, and you know, God just was really dealing with me. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, you know, man, you know what people don't know, man. You know, when your true anointing, man, come through breaking and pain, man. Like
that's right.
Story of David, man, before David was reigned king, he went through some things. That's why anointing was so powerful, man. Man, he went through some things, and people don't know. Like, I tell people this. All David's soldiers, when he was running from Saul, guess what? All of them had came from a broken. All of them was broken. All of them had came from a background that was broken. Their family had left them. They ain't had nobody. And David took them home and let them hide in the cave with them and told them, hey, y'all ain't got to worry about nothing. We're going to protect each other. You know what I'm saying?
Brother, you know, I hate to stop you, man. Hey, listen, I'm loving this, man. I hate to stop you. For the sake of time, I got to, because we got another song after Vision. And to give it all the people, I know people are like, brother, we love you, but we want to hear your music. So let's get into Vision. Introduce this song, Vision.
Man, it's the Vision, man, by Mr. G.O.E., God over everything.
You heard it here first. Crossroads.
that be my vision, and I'm staying with it. Mission is to drop the gospel off in every city. I let the Lord recruit my artists, so I'm Dodo Tittle. And in the rush for nine, cousins Grace will ever witness. Highly favored, so the money, he just keeps tipping. Faith with the works of son of Abraham pippin'. Get hated on like a rapist trying to see forgiveness. Living in the world where they make choices out feelings. Manipulators, critical spirits, and how envy. Clothed with humility, so I keep moving, pippin'. The devil seat like a roaring lion. That's where I get 'em. So I ain't mad when everybody be bugging against me. Turn my teeth, let the Lord fight 'em, go and get 'em. Cause vengeance belong to him. The spirit ride pippin'. And good deeds can't please the Father, let me live holy. My past were good deeds, but I wasn't living holy. Yeah. See, let me tell you something, man. We can fake and put it all in this front like we want to. Like we don't need God. Like we don't need nobody to look up to, you feel me? But God is our savior. And through Christ we can do all things. I rob, took pills, smoke dirt, pop pills, bang, bang, flash me soul, you hear me? But hey, it's a new creature in town, nah. Huh? What didn't kill me made me stronger, boy, I'm living fat. Can't base my life off assuming, proof I need that. Living by the word of God and he provides that. The Holy Spirit be my God and you can't take that. So many times I fell down, he helped me crawl back. Fill me up, put me on my feet, remember that. Case closed for my sin, lawyer Jesus dead. Goes on the wall, best believe I'm walking that. Better weak infirmities, they face hack. Never judge by the cover, sit and read that. Resist the devil, he'll flee, Obama need that. Take control, put the Bible on the world jack. Cause if you don't, then my vote won't be in the bag. Convicted felon anyway since I was 18 years. Can't vote anyways, but hey, take that advice, man. Jail with you, God of everything. Ha!
Okay.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. I like that. Amen. Those who listen to the temple, they know I'm very critical on music. I like that. I do bump that. Yes, I do. We're here with Mr. G.O.E., God over everything. Amen. We just finished listening to Vision. You know, he was telling us, he was painting a picture in that as you're listening today. He was telling you, look, I used to do all these things, but there's a new creature in town now. You know, I got vision now. You know, there's a difference to where you can look, and then you go from looking to seeing. There's a difference between looking and seeing. But amen. So how did you feel about doing that song?
Man, when the Lord blessed me with it, man, and he put his anointing on it, man, you know, I was very blessed, man. And, you know, I just, you know, man, my spirit was on fire like John, you know, what John mama name was, what Zachariah's wife name was?
Elizabeth.
Yeah, man, my spirit was leaping like John and Elizabeth. You know what I'm saying? When Mary walked in the door, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I had so much joy, man. My spirit was on fire. You know, I was leaping like John and Elizabeth belly. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So. You know, man, God is good, man. And, you know, I just bless God for that track, man.
Amen. So I understand you about to go out on the road, huh?
Yeah, man. You know, we got some tour dates set up, man. And, you know, our tour dates finally came through, you know. So, man, you know, it's just up to God, man, you know, that the dates that are already set, you know, that everything, you know, go out and, you know, play his role, you know. So God know what's best, man, and he know what we ready for, you know. So if God is really ready for me to hit the road and he feel that I'm ready, you know, everything will proceed. But if not, you know, hey, I'm not mad at him, you know. I'm still going to give God the glory because he know what's best, you know what I'm saying. So, man, you know, I'm just working with patience, bro. You know, that's all I can do, man, through my trials, through my tribulations, through my prosecution, bro, you know, man. I just stay in my word, you know, stay in my word, you know. You know what we do, our thing on the side, you know. If I need you, I call you for that good work. So, you know, man, I'm rocking with the Lord, my brother, trying to go through what I need to go through and start running from certain things, man, so, you know, I can truly tap into the anointing king priest prophet that God wants me to be.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something. What is it about freedom? Tell me about freedom. What is the freedom you experience? And just relate that to the song, Freedom.
Oh, man. When we wrote Freedom, man, I was being set free, bro. You know, when we wrote Freedom, bro, you know, man, I was just starting to tap into my anointing, man. You know, a lot of things was falling off me. A lot of yokes was being broken. A lot of change. You know, I had just stopped smoking and, you know, drinking and, you know, man, just, you know, man, all kind of things, man. I was like, when we wrote Freedom, I was like, you know, I was like, what I'm going to say, I was probably like a year coming in, you know, no smoking, you know, no drinking, you know, and God just was really starting to, you know, tap into my character. You know, a lot of ways of my character was starting to leave me, because at the time we wrote Freedom, a month before that, you know, I had just got rid of my goals, because I had a mouth full of goals. I was saved, on fire, anointed, celibate, filled with the Holy Ghost, pants still sagging, mouth full of goals. You know what I'm saying? And I had just got rid of my goals. The Lord had put on my heart. He said, man, go pawn them things. And, you know, I went to go pawn them. But when I pawned my goals, my pants were still sagging. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, man, the Lord, well, he was setting me free, bro. You know, I was chains was being broke off me. You know, like even my character, how I deal with my bros. Because I used to deal with my homeboys kind of still like the man of God that was in my life. In a way, in that year, even though I was selling it, you know, even though that God had took smoking from me, drinking, you know, I was in the Word, I was reading, you know, and God was starting to put his anointing on me. But the way I dealt with people, I didn't have the character. I hadn't really tapped into the character of God, the humility. You know what I'm saying? I used to sometimes talk to people in a kind of way, you know, and just brush things off and, you know, not cussing them out, you know, but in a way handling them like I'm still in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
All right, but we're going to chop it up some more. Keep it right there, G.O.E. We're going into Freedom right now. Introduce the song.
Man, it's Freedom, man, by, you know, Mr. G.O.E., God or everything, by my blessed brother, also wonderful pastor, A.P. Allen Perkins. Freedom.
Shout out to A.P. right there. Shout out to A.P.
Gotta think before I move, because my mind renewed. Been praying 5 times a day to help the spirit move. The devil smooth, but I recognize the fake dudes. Been telling lies because I'm in the mess like dog poop. Confess my sins and my dreams, boy, they show the truth. They petty lies for the nose of folks who speak the truth. Be all in my business, never gave a dollar dues. So I be asking for forgiveness because my father's true. They help me make it out, deliver me from all the poop. Division now, so I stand strong in the room. Because my path full of evil folks and attitudes. And hate me for your namesake, a bunch of jealous dudes. The devil trying to take my daughter, but my future's huge. My son a millionaire, man of God, devil proof. My daughter getting older, one day she gon' see the truth. So I just hold my tongue with patience, cause it's drama through.
Free, you slipped and chains. Release me from the pain. New life I have again. Since you came and gave me freedom, I am brand new, living in you, so true. Thank you for this life you've given me. Since the day you set me free, now I'm free.
Don't judge me by my name, my fruit is how you notice me. Author of confusion, that ain't how my God be. I thank you, Lord, for discernment, cause they watching me. Ain't caught up in the money, cause I seek and find G. And not so the door was open, that's my God, G. Diligent with my prayer, so ain't no stopping me. Image on smooth, cool, that's my God, G. He made me in his image, so why they disliking me? Healer of my soul, for my path, deliver me. Have mercy on my family and other peeps. Put it on their country study to improve kings. Help them understand when they make that step to read. Deliver them from their past, selling dope and weed. But Christ a whole nother love, 100% G. And never ever let the money take my soul peace.
meditate day and night and keep my mind free.
Singing. AP, I ain't forgot about you. I'm going to call you. Amen. Yeah. Shout out to the man of God. Amen. You're doing lovely things down there in Jacksonville. Amen. Brother, that song a blessing, man. I felt the anointing on that one, man.
Amen, man. Amen. Praise God, man.
Amen. A lot of people don't know that that next album, amen, that you're down with Omega Waters and Triple Boss Beast. They don't know we got that in store for them.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. So look out for that. Look out for the album, amen. We're definitely working on that as we speak. But now, tell me, man of God, what was it like working with Pastor AP? I mean, who was also another pastor, also another man of God. What was it like working with that brother?
Man, it was a blessing, man. That brother right there, man. You know, he's been with me, man. I'm like, day one, you know, when I first started doing Christian rap, bro, you know, this guy named Jonathan, you know, I had a roommate named Jonathan, he was saving, he brung him over, and man, AP, we've been doing songs together, man, since my first mixtape, Real vs. Riches, so, you know, it's a blessing, man, bro, man, I just thank God for bro, man, I just bless God for bro right now, because, bro, he helped me grow so much spiritually, man, he was such a big part of my walk with God, you know, such my big part of me stopping fornication and me reading my Bible, man. He was such a great accountability to me, man, you know, and I bless God for my brother, man. I truly do, man.
Amen, amen. Shout out to Pastor AP again, amen. You're the product of when you got good brothers around you. And see, people have a tendency to leave brothers when they down and out or when they in sin. And you know what I mean? Just like in my situation, I got a similar story, amen. Everybody who knows my testimony is lengthy. It could take days. But just knowing, being through sufferation and all of that stuff, I've come to learn I never turn my back on anybody that when they're going through something. So if a brother come to me, he's filthy, he's dirty, he's nasty, he's fornicating and all of that stuff, you got to love the hell out of him. You got to love the hell that's in them, out of them. Because as Jesus Christ said, that love kills a multitude of sins. So at the end of the day, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying, everybody didn't get to where they at. You didn't just jump to the pulpit. There was a purging process. There was a cleansing process. There was a washing. You know what I'm saying? He said, hey, I'll make it, even though your sins is red as scarlet, I said, I'll make it white as snow. I'm going to start preaching up in here, so. amen. I'm going to keep it radio, amen, but I ain't going to quench the Holy Spirit, though. But definitely, man of God, I thank you, man, just really taking this time out, man, and just building on what we was building on. How do a person that's in sin, Jesus, I feel this in my spirit, how do a person that's fornicating, how do you stop fornicating? How do you stop saying, man, I love women? I mean, I know what I would say, but this is your interview. How do a person stop, you know what I mean, just, dang, man, let me see if I can get her number. Dang, man, man, you see that thing? Man, you know what I mean, or just, I don't know how sisters go through a different formula, but it's the same spirit that's at work that causes a person to do what they do. So what did it take for you to just finally click? What was that clicking moment when you came to yourself?
Well, that clicking moment, what helped me get to that clicking moment was the accountability that I had around me and the fire that I seen in them that they had for God. I had brothers around me that hadn't had sex in 4 or 5 years, you know. So one thing that they can do it, and God put it in them, that God put it in them, you know, man, I truly believe God and I truly trust God, you know. And, you know, accountability is important, man. You know, you have to swamp yourself around accountability. You have to make yourself accountable to accountability. You know what I mean? So, you know, man, accountability is important, man. You know, and pride is a big thing, man, when it comes to fornication, because the Bible says, you know, when sin is nothing but a desire, and when that desire takes place, you know, that's what leads you into sin. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's when
Amen.
Sin is first. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, man, you know, what changed me to that point, man, was the brothers, man, that I had around me, was the accountability that I had around me, man. You know, and like I said, I just stepped out on faith, man. You know, I changed my number, you know. I erased all the females' numbers that I had, you know. It's like it's so easy now to fornicate. You know, it would be so easy now to, you know, step out on my wife or do anything, you know.
Talk
but,
about it.
You know, man, we just have to, you know, keep ourselves, you know, accountability up, man, and pray it up, man, and, you know, man, we just have to be tuned in with God, man, and, you know, keep our mind focused on things above, you know. So, like I say, man, what really turned me and told me was accountability that I had around me, the help that God sent around me to uproot that up out of me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just bless God, man.
Well, amen. Listen, 646-238-38. Amen. I think the intro ran a lot of people, run the devil away. But amen, don't be scared, amen. GOE ain't gonna bite you. Push 1-646-238-38 if you're live via internet, if you're listening online via around the world, amen. You can call in, amen. I'm here with Mr. GOE. We got about 10 minutes left, less on our interview. We're gonna wrap this on up in a little bit. 646-200-3838. You can just press 1, get in on the conversation, amen. Maybe you want to ask about fornication. Maybe you want to ask about sins that easily beset you. Maybe you want to ask him about, okay, what are some things you've been through? Maybe some areas you want to tackle on. So, in Jesus' name, don't be scared. Nobody going to bite you up in here. But as we close, man of God, as we get ready to close and wrap this up, you know, this is stuff that we talk about on the regular. This is stuff that we talk about on the daily, man. Just becoming more men of God, accountable. And when I use that word, I think about, you know, good brothers such as yourself. I think about Brother K.L. Belvin. I think about Rich Money, the CEO of GQ Palace. I think about brothers who are accountable, and just striving to do, you know, the things that are right. And also shout out to the general. So, what is it going future? What is it for you going in the future? What are some things that you want to do spiritually to take place in order for it to come flesh, fully manifest?
You know, man, I just really want, you know, God to, you know, make me more of a vessel, man. You know, just really, you know, prune me, man, to, you know, that
you know, I should bring forth more fruit and be fruitful. You know, I just really want God, man, to help me plant strong seeds and, you know, and really water souls that so they can sprout. You know what I'm saying, man? Don't get me wrong, man. I love the music, man, and I love the way that God used me, man, through the music with the anointing, man. But, you know, man, you know, I really want to see God, you know, be birth me out as a prophet, birth me out in the prophetic realm, and me really grow, and, you know, God really, you know, send the people in my life that can really help me, you know, flow into the spirit, flow in the prophetic spirit, you know, and you know, man, I just, you know, really want to see God, man, use me, man, you know, really see God put his anointing on my life and really be a vessel, you know, for Christ, really, really, really be used, you know, man, so, you know, that's my plans in the future, man. I want to be a fisherman, man. You know, I want to fish, man. You know, that's my future plans, man. That's my goal. That's what I ask God every day. You know, Lord, help me to tap full in my anointing. God, help me to flow in my calling. You know, line me up with my purpose. Line me up with my destiny. You know, help me to obey you, God. You know, so, you know, man, my future spiritual blessing that I want God to do for me spiritually, man, is, you know, the team that helped me live holy, you know, make me obey him, help me to, you know, go through things, give me the strength that I need to endure and have perseverance, you know, to go through hurt, you know, to be able to be hurt, you know, and forgive more, to be able to be hurt and still love, you know, because the Bible says that love keeps no record of wrongdoing, you know, so, man, I just want to be able to go through and be able to forgive on the spot. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, and Jesus still forgave him. He asked him, he said, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Answer the 3rd time. He said, if you love me, go feed my sheep. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, man of God? So,
wow. You know what, man?
You're playing spiritually, man.
Some of the best interviews, man, are the ones when people are too nervous to press 1. Because that means they're listening. That means they're listening and taking it all in. Oh, believe me, the word of God is working on somebody. It's working on me. It's working on me. I'm giving the interview, you know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? I'm doing all, I'm serving the Lord with all I can. So I know if a person who's going through some things, I know they just felt some chains broken like pow, pow. Amen. Praise God, man. I bless God, amen. And you down there in Jacksonville, amen. You find time, man, of God. We got Prophet DeJuan. She down there, amen. They have church at the worship place, 10 o'clock. In Jacksonville, Florida, the worship place, 10 o'clock Sundays, and I believe they also got Wednesday night, I think it's Wednesday night fire, or Bible study on Wednesday night. Shout out again to the prophet of God, amen, one of the realest prophets out there right now, authentic, her and prophet, LaTanya, amen, some of the most thorough prophets I've ever had the privilege of running into,
amen.
And I deal with a lot of prophets and apostles, amen. I don't co-sign them at all. You know what I'm saying? I co-sign those two, and I know you flow heavy in yourself, but I definitely co-sign those two there.
Amen.
Happy birthday, Prophet DeJuan, amen. And on behalf of myself and the rest of the GQ family, amen, amen. Well, man of God, we're going to get ready. Listen, give your information out, amen. It's a wonderful interview. People are being blessed. People are being blessed right now. And just to hear you, tell them how old you is again. I know some of them are banging their head against the wall right now. This brother, how old?
I just turned 25 July 10th.
He's a quarter. Okay, a quarter. I mean, he's a quarter. And, I mean, God has poured the spirit of wisdom in this brother. I'm talking about a Moses. God saved a Moses, you know what I mean, for this generation, you know. Y'all be on the lookout for this man of God. He's doing music right now, but he enjoy it, but his heart is preaching the word. Y'all need to hear him preach a word, amen. You need to get him in your church, you pastors and stuff. The Lord will use him. He'll prophesy. He'll bring forth a word of wisdom. Amen. Give out your information, man of God.
I don't have my Facebook up right now, but I do have it up every now and then, you know, so you can look me up on Facebook, Dave Benson, DaveBenson, and, you know, if you want to, anybody want to book me for a show, you know, I always put my name out there on bold like that. You know, you can call me 904-343-3841. Like I say once again, it's 904-343-3841. You know, when it comes to shows and different things like that, you know, I just want to be used by God. So, you know, most shows, you know, when it's out of town, if you're your church, you can't really afford nothing like that. On the thing that you have to do is pay for my cost to get there. You don't have to put me in a hotel or nothing. I will come back that same day. You know, I just will bless your church, you know. And like I said, you pay for me to get there, pay for me to come home, you know. And I bless the church, you know, and, you know, we go from there. So, you know, that's pretty much about it, man.
Man, you know what, brother? You real. Because you know what?
Man.
I know some artists. They ain't moving unless you got some stacks in your hand. And they, let me tell you something. They'll tear church up, roll on the floor, foam at the mouth and everything. I know some brothers, man. Yeah, listen, I need part of that offering and offering and seed money and all of that. Yeah, they out there. That's the sign of the gospel music I've seen and witnessed. Amen. Listen, man, I thank you, man. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I'm definitely excited to be a part of your album, amen, Triple Balls Beats and Omega Waters, Roddy's P, Getting Auto Productions. We all involved on this project, amen. We're going to do our best and make sure God is glorified and that the anointing. And let me tell you something, pastors, leaders, you're quick to criticize some of these young men getting on beats, or even when they don't have money to afford beats, to get on worldly beats. But then we turn right around and let some unsaved joker who can play the drums in our church beat the drum, play the piano, and we'll sit. Oh, don't get me started. And we'll tear the church up. Oh, they play, and they ain't even saved.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. The anointing falls down. The priests and the Levites, they had to carry the ark, and they had to have control of the music in the Old Testament. I'm not gonna start preaching. I'm gonna let you go on that one. Amen. Pray us out, man of God.
And for our prayers, man, the Lord dropped one thing on my heart, man, to all the Christian rappers, man. If you serve first, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all things should be added to you. Father God, Jesus, we thank you for everything that you're doing for us on today, God. We ask you on today, Father God, Jesus, move in our lives on today, oh Lord God, Jesus. Fill us with humility, oh Lord God, Jesus. Help us to move in the spirit realm, oh Lord God, Jesus. Help us to walk in the spirit, Father God. Grant us the spirit, oh Lord God, Jesus, the long suffering, oh Lord God, Jesus. Help us to suffer with you, Father God, Jesus, so that we can reign with you, Father. We praise you on today, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, Father, because you're worthy, Father. We magnify you, Father. If it wasn't for your mercy, oh Lord God, what would we be? If it wasn't for your grace, oh Lord God, what would we be, Father? Jesus, if it wasn't for your blood, oh Lord God, Jesus, what would we be, Father? So we just bless you, Father. We just praise you right now, Father. In Jesus' name, oh Lord God, we bind every demonic spirit.
Yes.
We bind every tormenting spirit, oh Lord God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh Lord God, Jesus.
Yes.
Help us to focus on things above, oh Lord God, Jesus, and we will remain the head and not the tail, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we're supposed to have the quartet group on here tonight, amen. And God said, I got a word for somebody. The man of God, the prophet, he spoke to somebody tonight. God done did what he had to do. Lights off in the temple, they number God up in here. Join us next week at 9, starting at 7 o'clock with Spiritual Sunday. Sister Lavina Polite, amen. Minister Weathersby, Minister Cheryl, all the saints in Spiritual Sunday. And we'll be right back here at 9 o'clock, Crossroad Temple. Lights off in the temple. God bless. Have a God night. We out.
Crossroad Temple. This is Faith Walker. I'ma give God praise. Lights off in the temple. Ain't nothing but God in this track right here.
Heaven low. Heaven low.
Somebody don't know what I mean when I talk about a heavy load. I'm talking about a heavy load of sin. Somebody wanna know what I got to read. My heavy load.
down in the country, Alabama, 14 years old. Something got a hold of me. Something got a hold of me.
I done got rid of my heavy load. Now I gotta take me a praise break.
Silence.